this episode of
The Don and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs with security, show business.
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show today.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington's Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. Complete contest rules. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK. P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on The Don and Mike Show.
Remember, don't call him Greg Brady. Here is Barry Williams.
You're okay. Signing your Growing Up Brady book?
I usually don't get out of there without signing a limb or two.
Will you sign a breast?
I sign a breast and then I underline my name a whole mess of times. That's crazy. Until she starts,
you would
know.
You sign a buttock?
I've done that too. And inside of the thighs, I draw arrows.
Would you sign a clitoris?
You know what? I've tried, but my name doesn't show up. Well, it's too long. I just do initials.
The Don and Mike Show.
For all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, poor you.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Don't you know enough to fill a book?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? Where else would you rather be?
I like to look at the new ladies.
Good job, Rob. Good job. We only practiced that for like 20 minutes before the show today.
It sounded good to me.
Did you see Shakes the Clown?
He looked like really a United Airlines gate attendant
as he was trying to pull up the correct sound effect. Well, let me just say, thank God that God had a son.
Yes.
I'll introduce him now. Philip Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Phil wants you to call him by his new name.
What's that?
Helmet Dork. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Famous Rape Scene and all the ships at sea. Broadcasting live from the other side of the glory hole from WNEW, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, thank you, Jason. Hello, and thank you for listening to the show, everybody. It's a new episode on Thursday, April 5, and today we come to you from Midtown Manhattan, from the glorious studios of our New York affiliate, 102.7 WNEW.
Yes, a history-making radio station, and microphones that were used in the 1960s.
Yes, you know, I'll say this on behalf of WNEW. At least they have cleaned up what is now, in essence, become our studio a little bit.
Roughly 15 seconds before we signed on the air here, I became aware of something that is making my job extremely difficult right now.
Right now. What is it?
I have never in my life worked with a microphone that is even remotely this disgusting.
What's wrong with
it? I have to exhale, and when I inhale, I have to inhale off microphone because the smell.
Does it smell bad?
Here, let me smell it.
All right.
Let me smell your microphone. Hold on a second.
Oh, my God. I see it. Look at it.
Smells like Leslie Gold.
No, I really didn't smell anything, but I do notice that, like...
You know what it is?
That fungus around the edges of it.
Yeah. Just, Rob, if you get a chance during the commercial break, if there's anything I could put over this, or even replace it...
Like
it
a rubber or something.
It is absolutely disgusting.
Get Mike one of those sponge things.
Well, preferably, like, one that's newer.
There's some Lysol in the men's room.
I just... You know what? You know what it is? And you smelled it, and you didn't notice anything bad. It's something like a snowball effect, because I inhaled this microphone, and then I started thinking about it, and then I made the mistake of really looking at it, and there's stuff in here that came out of Scott Muni's teeth.
You know, God bless you, though. I mean, we've been sitting in this room shooting the S for the last hour.
I know, I just noticed it.
When do you notice this?
As soon as we go on the air.
You can't work with that microphone?
I can work with it, but you know, when we're in here, what's the number one direction you give everybody before we go
talk
on the
right
air?
Into the microphones.
Talk right into the microphones. This one has, like, it's like somebody has flossed their teeth with this microphone.
All right, well, we're working on it. You can look in the next room and you can see our producer, Carlos Broyhill, feverishly working on getting you a new microphone.
Yeah, he's over there going crazy behind the computer screen.
Now, listen, if you want to call us today, you can call on the regular line, 877-365-3636, or you can call us at 877-692-1027.
All right.
Now, is this going to be
no,
a problem?
I am not. I'm trying not to be difficult.
Can we switch the microphones right now?
No, I'm not. You know, during the commercial break, we'll be fine.
Do you want to switch right now?
No, because I don't trust any of them in here right now. I really don't. They
mine's clean.
But you're not going to enjoy this. You're going to be thinking of it too. Yeah. Take a look at it. Look at.
I've seen worse.
He's going to bring in.
Really, I've seen worse.
Up at the top, right up there.
Yeah.
It's like teeth goo.
It's wear and tear.
It's like rot.
Been years of disc jockeys that have been talking.
Yes.
I got news for you. Behind the fancy stuff on our microphones back at JFK, underneath.
There's stuff there.
It's just like when someone gets their teeth capped. You know, what's underneath the teeth looks like that microphone.
Absolutely. It's very, very oogie. But no, I'm fine, and I'll work real close to the microphone.
You know, right you now. All should know that when you're on vacation last week, they clean the windscreens. They soak them in like eight. Ajax and water, and it made like disc jockey tea.
Really,
there was like two cups of water, and it turned the color of tea.
Oh, that is gross.
All right, so listen, let me do a check here on the telephones before we start the show. First, I'm going to try to take a call on our regular line.
Maggot check.
877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I want to know about talking to Don and Mike.
They're busy right now, but thank you for your call.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Now we're going to try the other phone line.
All right.
Okay. The NEW line. Hello?
God damn it.
God damn it. Hold on. Stop.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, this line sounds like crap.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Now, I think that's that guy's car phone.
Yeah. Well, let me try this one. Hello, WNEW, home of the hits.
Don.
Yes.
How are you?
Well, see, now this one works equally well, so we have two phone lines working for us today.
We've got double the phone capability.
Yes, that means we can take twice as many of your fantastic phone calls.
Always makes for a great show.
Listen, hi, what do you want?
I was calling to welcome you guys back.
Oh.
From your vacation.
I love this city.
Thank you.
And
was he welcoming us back from vacation or welcoming us back to New York?
Back from vacation.
Well, yeah. Well, that's timely. Anybody welcoming us to New York wouldn't be able to welcome us until 7 o'clock tonight until they hear the show.
Hey, Mike, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How much golf did you get in over break?
Not enough.
That's
the pat answer, sir. Not enough. But we have been back for a week.
Yes. Yeah. Is it too much to ask that you listen to our timely vacation recaps? Hello, Don and Mike show.
And I was going to use that opportunity to say, I love this city.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. You know what? I'm going to go back to the regular lines, okay? Veto that other phone number. That other phone is hinky.
Yeah, I thought it was cell phones, but it's not. It's just the way it sounds.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, did you see or hear about Rick Dees being on Regis' wife's show, Haven?
I heard about Rick Dees being on Regis's wife.
Yeah, it was right after they taped that show, Haven. That would be a perfect show for Rick Dees show up as well.
I heard he was on. Rick Dees was
him
on.
Him and his wife were on. She had Haven.
You got it wrong.
And it was a walkthrough.
He effed Regis's wife.
Yeah, Rick Dees was on Joy Philbin. It was the famous rape.
The famous rape scene.
It's the famous rape. How about that famous rape scene? Can you imagine being raped by Rick Dees? Hi, how you doing right now? Here's what I'd like you to do.
You know, when I'm doing this, you don't have to have fresh breath.
Now, hi, this is Rick Dees in the morning. I want you to lay back down.
Ooh.
And when I force myself upon you, at the moment of blessed relief, I'll be announcing the school lunch menu for Los Angeles County.
Pizza today. Fantastic.
Sodom Dees.
Sodom Dees.
And his little piggy wife was there, too.
Did you know, he does that Dees Grease thing.
Yeah, Dees Grease.
You know, actually, don't tell us about that, because I do have that episode of Regis Philbin's wife TV show on tape at home.
Oh, really?
Yes. And
you taped it?
Yeah, because I read in the program. Because I read in the program guide that they were going to go looking at Rick Dees' house.
Were you using your replay TV?
No, I use just, you know, I've never hooked that thing up.
Oh,
I use just the regular VCR.
Well, you've learned it, finally.
The VCR?
That's good.
Well, no, I learned it like I always tape stuff. I set the TV to the channel.
Right.
I think it was Home and Gardens Television.
And went to sleep.
I put the tape in at 8 o'clock, set it on record, and I've got like 6 hours of the goddamn Home and Gardens channel.
You know, if you hook up that replay TV, you could write in, just punch in HAVEN, and just hit a button, and it would automatically record it.
I thought that thing went out of business.
No. If it went out of business, no, nobody's told me, because it's working great, Beef.
Well, that's something we got for free about a year ago. And
I tape The Sopranos every week. I put it in one time. I never think about it. It automatically tapes The Sopranos.
As soon as they gave us those TV boxes, it's like TiVo. Somebody said to me, hey, look at this article in the newspaper. This company's gone bankrupt.
Well, company is Panasonic, so they haven't gone bankrupt. And they came out and they hooked mine up. And what I do is it's the total idiot's guide to, I guess if they went out of business, I wouldn't be able to tape on it, right?
The company called Replay doesn't make the boxes anymore, but other companies like Panasonic do. So in that sense, they're still very much in business. And it is great, because if a show moves to a different time, the machine automatically follows it to the new time. It's a time machine.
All right.
Time machine.
All right, guys, I got you. The Japanese always have something up their sleeve. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. I don't knock the Japanese, okay? Not today. Do not. The Japanese are A-okay with me. As a matter of fact, I am an honorary Japanese person for a day.
Really? Why?
Hideo Nomo!
Okay, Rob, you win the bet.
Hideo Nomo!
You win the bet.
How soon before I mention it?
No, how soon before you? The last 2 days, you had already been suicidal about the Red Sox.
Yeah, I know.
Ready to virtually give up the bet already.
They're going all the way, boys.
In the car on the way over here today.
Rob said that to me already, that he'd done that. And I'll tell you right now.
Because Rob said on the way over today, how much you want to bet?
I've turned completely around.
That Mike has done one of his famous turnarounds on the Red Sox already.
180. Best number one and number two starter in baseball. Hideo Nomo. Do you know how excited, do you know how much agony team puts me through every year?
Yes.
And to have a moment like that in the second game of the season was positively one of the greatest experiences I've ever had in baseball.
I know you hate that. You are like, I know I say this every year, but I'm going to say it again.
I'm a fan.
No, you know what you are.
I'm a fan.
You are like the women on Cops.
Mm-hmm.
You are like the women, the white
You're
trash.
You're right about that. I agree with you.
When they go out to the slummy white trash areas.
I know.
And the woman is sitting there and her lip is bloody.
She's
wearing her house coat and she says, don't take my husband away.
I know.
I love him. Even though he's just belted her in the face.
Yeah, I'm kind of an enabler when it comes to the Red Sox.
Yes, you are.
They hurt me, and they hurt me, and they hurt me, and I come back for more. But see, that's one of those. That abusive.
Sodom Dees.
Let me tell you something right now. That abusive husband, the Boston Red Sox, last night showed me the love.
Oh my
last
God.
Night brought me into the bosom of the Red Sox Nation and actually gave me a pleasant evening.
That is
a tease. I know, it's a tease.
Now, that's the husband coming home and
you know, picking up a flower that he finds on the street and bringing it home to his wife.
Or a Pop-Tart and a Fresca.
A Fresca, like Richie. I watched The Sopranos again last night. And the funniest moment on that episode, as Regis would say, with the famous rape, the funniest moment is when the guy from Bada Bing comes back to get the whore who Ralphie later kills. And he grabs her by the hair and he brings her out by the car and he says, "Where you been for the last 3 days?"
And she gives him some lip.
And he smacks her. And then the shot was shot of Richie.
The evil Ralphie. Ralphie's in the window laughing in the kitchen sink window. And they show him like three times laughing.
He's laughing his ass off.
They're setting him up for a bruising.
Yeah. I don't think so. I would bet you.
Well, he won't die. How many episodes are we talking about?
He'll make it to next season.
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't know. Now, does anybody have any have any intelligence on this? Like, maybe knowing Joey Pants' contract, and is he...
I would think he's got to have a bad guy.
Yeah.
He would make it through to next season on The Sopranos.
You know, the only reason I'm not going to make a bet with you on this is because I think it would be almost too predictable if they killed off Ralphie, because he is such the bad guy this season. And if they did it two times in a row where you had Richie the first year and Ralphie the second year, I think they may... If that guy was a David Chase, if he's doing what he's done, which is not being predictable, you'll probably have one of the nicer guys, you know, by the
far. Oh, well, then not Paulie Walnuts. Please, not Paulie Walnuts.
You know what?
Oh. Don't say that.
Paulie Walnuts.
Don't say that.
If I was writing The Sopranos.
No. Do not say it.
And I was, I liked Big Pussy, too.
Oh, but listen, you can't compare Paulie Walnuts to Big Pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Paulie Walnuts is the glue that holds that show together.
You cannot have a show that's successful and maintain that spontaneity and that unpredictability by keeping all the ensemble cast members intact.
But
you have to bump some of the big ones off.
Yeah, but they already did that. They already got rid of Big Pussy. They already killed them all, and they killed off Richie. They can't keep killing off people. And if you're going to kill anybody, for God's sakes, kill Christopher. I've been screaming that since the first day I saw
Christopher's
that show.
Christopher's already had his brush with death when the young kids that got whacked themselves shot Christopher.
Oh, and the reason...
How often has Paulie Walnuts had any brush with danger?
Oh, but he's a tough guy. Nobody F's with him.
He is a tough guy.
No, I'm not even going to listen to that.
You know what? Can we agree, though? If Silvio got bumped off, it would be A-okay.
No!
Silvio, Steven Van Zandt?
No, the guy with the Conway Twitty haircut?
The guy is like that all the time.
No, I like him, too.
Well, you make a choice, then, between Paulie Walnuts and Silvio.
I refuse to. I love both of them equally. I refuse to make a choice.
Paulie Walnuts, Silvio, and Hideo Nomo.
Okay. Hideo Nomo.
Hideo Nomo.
Homo Nomo.
Jesus.
Well, I'm glad you're happy for a day.
I'm going to be happy. This is going to last longer than a day. They could lose tonight, and it wouldn't bother me.
Hello, John and Mike Show.
Three days. Yeah, you're about right. Yeah, 3 days.
I was just calling to tell you guys you could be very proud of Barry Williams. I saw him in The Sound of Music last night, and he was amazing.
No, he got ripped an a-hole at the Washington Post.
I know. I heard that this morning from one of my bosses. And
what did they write about him in the Post?
They wrote
that he was wooden.
Yeah, which is
exactly what the character is.
Hold on. Barry Williams, best known for playing Greg Brady in The Brady Bunch, is getting more press. He's fined $52,000, that whole actor's equity thing. Let me see. Captain Von Trapp is surely one of the most wooden romantic leads ever written. So you'd think that Williams would try to layer a little personality into his performance. Yet Williams is relentlessly grim, restrained to the point of near invisibility.
No, he was spectacular, and he had a wonderful voice. It was the best thing I've ever seen him in. I was really surprised and pleased.
You need to get out.
You need to
get out more.
I see a lot of theater, and I was really surprised.
Well, I'm sure that Barry Williams is glad to hear that.
Yeah, fantastic. Way to go, Captain Von Trapp.
Good old Georg. Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Did you watch Boot Camp last night?
Yes, I want to tell you something.
What a great show, huh?
I am a sucker, and I was telling Mike before the show yesterday, I don't know why they come up with these concepts for these shows, and they're all exactly like Survivor, where you have
16 people. How that became the magic number of contestants, I don't know. And why one has to get voted off every week, I don't know. But I watched Boot Camp last night, and I like it more than Survivor.
You think it's going to be around for a while?
No, I think it'll be on until they, you know, get rid of the last contestant.
The only question I had about it, were there tears? Did some people cry?
There was a lesbian.
Yeah, one of the girls just announced to the crowd, "Hey, I'm a lesbo."
Oh, really?
And the rest of the people in the boot camp did not react well to that.
Oh.
The part that I like, though, is the drill sergeant, who walks right up to the people and spits in their faces and screams at them. And, like, there's this 50-year-old guy who, goddamn, looks like he's about to have a heart attack on every single shot he's in. And the drill sergeant screams at him, "Push-ups! Push-ups! Give me push-ups!" And this old guy cannot do the push-ups.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How about the line, save the drama for your mama?
Yeah.
Well, what a great line.
Boot camp. Don't use that line in here.
Yeah. Boot camp. I'm afraid I'm guilty on that.
You're going to go for it?
Yeah.
I watched it last night. What the hell?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is Mike's guy. On a cold and rainy April afternoon, I called the show and Mike put me down.
Oh, yeah,
on the bubble.
Yeah, on the bubble.
On the bubble. And it made me cry. Cause if there's one thing that I love to do is make calls to you, which I just can't do on the bubble. On the bubble.
He's doing better.
Like,
now.
Don't you understand? Sometimes I need a helping hand. Or I'll become an angry young man someday.
Kind of threatening, isn't it?
I'll take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see?
Jesus Christ.
Or do you want to make me go away? Where the world turns.
He's really put some thought into that one.
Stop calling if you want me to, but don't keep me here because it's making me blue. On the bubble. On the bubble.
All right, go away. You're not on the bubble. You're not on the bubble anymore. Go away.
All right. Yeah, he saved himself.
He's off the bubble.
Saved himself. I want to tell you something.
Yes.
Every single effort must be as superior as that last one was.
Absolutely.
On the bubble.
On the bubble.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
That was a Pete Johnson.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi. Where is Pete?
Pete Johnson.
Hey, right outside the door.
After we take this call, let's talk to Pete.
He's
Hello.
Eating his Lady Stella cookie.
Hello, you're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys can call China today and tell them to give us our damn plane back.
No, I don't want to give this. I can give this away. What the hell? I've already arranged. Tomorrow, Rob A. is going to go to Chinatown here in New York City.
Very good.
And he's going to be interviewing various Chinamen and China women about that very situation.
Fantastic.
Because, you know, New York's got the biggest goddamn Chinatown in the world.
Absolutely.
Bigger than China's Chinatown.
Yes. It's bigger than the entire country of China.
Now, where is, here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pete Johnson.
Yeah. The reason that we come to New York City.
Here he is.
To do the show from NEW. Sex machine to all the chicks.
Super stud looking as virile as possible.
The winner of the Joe Paterno look-alike contest with a little Vince Lombardi thrown in.
A man who is a true stud, a stud among men.
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, you know him as PJ, who loves the BJ,
right.
Peter Johnson.
Hi, Pete.
Welcome to New York.
Hi, Pete.
You have to speak. I know you're an engineer, but you have to speak closer to the microphone.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Pete Johnson.
I was told engineers never count.
Hi.
Count past four.
How, thank you for sharing the cookies with me out in the engineering room.
Pete, did you share cookies with Mike before the show?
Well, it wasn't my cookies.
It was the other engineer. What was the Jerry Van Dyke engineer?
Yeah.
What was his name? Bill?
Bill, yeah.
Bill, who I didn't know is Bill's first name. Yes, Bill. So, we had a coffee. I had a coffee break with the engineers.
So, Pete, how much have you missed us? I mean, we haven't been up here like for 3 months.
Well, more. It was probably more than 3 months.
Well, how much have you missed us?
No, I think We missed you,
Pete. Can I say something to you?
Yes.
How about a hug?
Would you give Don a hug?
I missed you that much.
How about a hug?
Would you give Don a hug?
You never gave me a hug before. I was sitting out there and you walked right by me.
I was busy. How about a hug?
I don't know why I should give you a hug now.
How about a hug? Look, I'm here with my arms out. Come on, give him a hug.
How about a hug? Give him a hug.
How about a hug?
He's homophobic.
Pete, I'm no fag.
Give him a hug.
How about a hug?
Here comes the hug.
Come on, I'm no fag.
Here we go.
Come on.
There he wiped his hands off.
That's good, Pete. Yes.
Oh, God. You grabbed his ass.
I did not.
Is that my new microphone, Pete?
Yes.
All right, can I see it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mike was complaining that there's some kind of spooge on the end of his microphone.
Oh, hallelujah, glory be.
You know what I noticed is that when you guys go out to eat and you go and you have garlic and everything, you never complain about the microphone. I guess today he didn't have any of his garlic.
Pete Johnson.
Hey, thank you. I'm going to hold on to this one. That's a great one.
Excellent.
Well, Pete, it's great to see you, and thanks for the hug.
Always a pleasure, Pete.
Pete, you know who else wants a hug? Rob Spiewak.
Pete.
Yeah. Pete, how about a hug for Rob? Yeah. Look at that.
That is great. Good to see that.
Rob Blaze is gigantic. And now Rob won't let him go.
Dancing.
He will not let him go.
He pushed off.
And Mike, don't you want a hug?
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
Absolutely. Let me take my headphones off.
How about a hug for Mike, our favorite engineer at NEW? Oh, there you go. Oh, that's right. Mike, what are you dancing with him or what?
I think I got some earwax on my cheek.
I do. And Pete, how about a hug for Buzz?
How about a hug for Buzz?
Come on now.
Hugs from everybody.
Here you go. Now, Buzz, we should shake a hand.
This Buzz.
There you go.
You know, Pete, around the country, we're known as the gayest show in America. We really are.
Well, that doesn't bother me.
That's okay.
I'm Pete Johnson.
I work with Ron and Fez. No problem.
Did they ever hug you? You got to worry if Fez hugs you. Hi, Fez.
Hey, yeah.
Hi, Fez.
Hi.
Hi, Fez. What are you posting? Poking into my rear end.
How many Lady Stellas did you eat today?
Hi, Fez.
Hi.
Anybody you'd like to say hello to today, Pete? Step right up to the mic.
All right, are we the only guys at NEW that put you on the air? You mean the other DJs here don't go to the font?
Opie and Anthony. Everyone.
You're afraid of the microphone, aren't you, Pete? I am stretching this microphone as far as it will go. There we go.
Oh, when they invite me on there, but usually I tell them I don't work local shows. I only do, like, you know, syndicated shows.
I only do national shows.
Good man.
Well, that's very nice of you, Pete. We appreciate that.
All right,
love having you on.
It was wonderful seeing you, Pete.
Okay, very good.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for the hug.
Hi, this is Pete Johnson.
I am turgid.
I'm going to go in the bathroom now.
I'm so hard.
I got to take a break. I got to go beat my meat.
They all hugged me.
I just hugged Don and Mike and Robin. The man who's my peer. The one who's my contemporary. The newsman.
They all hugged me.
Yeah.
And then they meant it. I am so hot.
Peter Johnson, everybody.
Woo! Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
What's up, man?
Hi.
It's Bob from Jersey.
Hi, you're on
welcome
here.
Welcome to New York, man.
Thank you. Well, Mike, now here's the welcome to New York call.
You know, we love this city, and we really do. We love
you.
This city. This is the greatest city in America.
Jive ass.
I watched the greatest city.
Excuse me a second.
Day one. Yes.
This is the greatest city in America.
Mike has just put his ring on his pinky. You know what you are like, Mike? You are like the band that goes to a million different cities, and they have the name of the city taped to the back of the guitar. So they look and they go, thank you, Cleveland!
Start spreading the news.
Jesus.
You know, seriously, though, you know, walking out to the car last night, wasn't I excited about coming up here? I legitimately
yes.
was.
Yes, you were.
I like it up here. I really do. We have fun when we come up here.
I listen to you guys since day one. I love you guys. Really, you do a great job.
I want
to
go on a carriage ride.
I don't know. Can you answer me something real fast?
Yeah, sure.
Why don't they have you guys live in New York today?
You know, I don't know.
Because Opie and Anthony are on vacation, you know, it should be the right thing to do. You guys
went I know, but we don't make those decisions.
We have nothing to do with that.
Well, let me listen to you on the tape delay anyway, guys.
This is Pete Johnson. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you. See you later.
I think I'll have another cup of coffee.
Hello, Bob and Mike show.
To wash my Lady Stella.
Hey, guys. Hey, hurry up and grab him and tongue him like you do Wendell.
Pardon me?
I said, hurt and grab him and tongue him like you do Wendell.
How come we didn't tongue him like we do Wendell? We don't know him as well as we know Wendell.
Has anyone ever tongued Wendell? Rob
besides me?
Rob.
Yeah, we have.
All right. I'm the only one who hasn't.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You don't know what you're missing out on.
I'll find out when we get back.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, you will.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I'm glad you're in New York today, but you're disappointing me just a little bit.
Oh, really?
Normally, you have some really killer farts right off the bat when you go to New York, so you need to get cracking on that.
You know the problem? The problem is the fact that since I've been on this nutritionist body for life thing,
right?
That even today I'm such a fag, my wife made my meals for me.
Uh-huh.
And when we arrived here, I ate the same. I just went up in this hotel room and I ate the same crap that I eat.
I'm on the same program. I'm not able to fart. I had the meals for life. Would you like to know what I've had so far today?
Yeah.
I had two Egg McMuffins for breakfast.
Oh, that's not the same plan I'm on.
I had a hot dog and some blue corn spicy Cajun chips on the train.
Wow.
And then I had snow crabs and a half a pound of shrimp at Hooters.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't know how come your ass is not exploding right
and
now.
I had chili last night.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Veggie chili.
Jesus Christ.
And I had just a couple of bites of a hot pretzel.
And some cookies.
When Rob was getting our water.
And don't forget your cookies.
and the Lady Stella's. And I think I gained 15 pounds, but there is no gas in me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, well, now that's rude. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Ow.
Well, now, is that a problem with the phones?
I don't know.
I could repair it for you.
Hello. Let me try this again. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I got a joke for Don and Mike.
You know, we hate jokes. Yeah. The only way that we let folks tell jokes on the air is if you give us your telephone number.
Your home telephone number.
The number you're calling us from, your home number. It has to be a landline. And then we call you back if we didn't think the joke was funny and we give your phone number out on the radio.
Okay.
So if it's a horrible joke, everyone will be calling you. They will be calling you night and day.
Are you willing to take that challenge?
No, I'm not, actually. How about I just tell you guys right now?
No, you're not allowed.
That's not how it works, because every time a guy calls this show and says, hey, I got a joke, the joke always sucks.
So that's how we guarantee that you think the joke is good and you're not just kind of stroking yourself here.
Have you guys
No.
Now, for the last time, do you think the joke is good enough to give us your phone number and we'll call you back?
It's off of a movie.
It's what?
It's off of a movie, a deleted scene off of a movie.
Do you feel strong enough in your material to give us your phone number? We'll call you back. If it's not funny, we give your number out on the air.
Because otherwise, we do not tell the joke.
Right.
No way.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That's why they have comedy clubs.
Oh, that's good. I like it. Sometimes I really like it when it goes that way. When somebody's like, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, very good.
Good decision. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Ooh, Miss Fire and Agony on me. Deep, dark, and precious, excessive misery.
Please. Deep, dark, and precious.
Please, hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, may I speak to Don and Mike?
Yes, hi, it's us. Hello.
Oh, it is.
Hi.
Deep, dark,
hey,
depression.
What's up? Let me turn off my radio.
For all you hee-haw fans out there that might be as offended as I am, it's deep, dark depression.
Hi.
Excessive misery.
Loom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
Hello, here on the air. What can we do for you?
Hey, I was just calling about boot camp. Did you guys see that guy who, like, couldn't do any pull-ups and he was like, oh, my shoulder's not really hurt. I was just saying that so that I don't have to do all the work.
Yeah, and that man's name was...
Rob
Spiewak. I'm telling you, you should watch Boot Camp next week. It's got a lot of the elements that the original Survivor had.
I couldn't watch it last night. I was watching History in the Making.
Oh, jeez. Hideo Homo. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how's it going?
Meanwhile, I was watching the game in our hotel room today. By the time this airs in New York, it'll be a moot point. But right now, the Yankees are winning again.
1-0.
They're beating Kansas City.
It's still 1-0, or was it more when you...
1-0. Mike Yosino on the mound.
Ah, okay, the Moose.
Hello.
Did the Royals have any hits?
One hit.
Yeah, you there?
That's Mike. Shame.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air. You know, I what I want? I want someone to make a mark of today's show. Mark it and save it for the day that the Red Sox are mathematically eliminated when you have to have your head shaved.
Well, you know, I know that's probably going to happen, and why I made that bet, I have no idea. That was my preseason euphoria. This is unexpected euphoria, which is even...
I know.
This is the best kind of euphoria. for you.
Which is why it'll be even sweeter to play when you have to get your head shaved.
The thing that's great about when somebody pitches a no-hitter for your team is that you can enjoy the moment and only the moment. And it doesn't, it's not... What? Hello?
Listen, we do this all the time. We talk while you talk. It's the way we talk on the telephone. We talk while you talk.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, shut up for a second. I'm talking about the Red Sox.
Oh, go ahead.
And we're taping it so that when Mike gets his head shaved, we can play this back.
Which will add to the cruelty, which will be... I won't enjoy it. I'll be honest with you. I will hate it. But it will be entertaining for everyone because you'll hear this day when I came in kind of bouncing off the walls. I mean, Rob and I were talking at lunch. This has changed my whole outlook on the day, I had the music playing in the background.
So manic. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was just kind of curious on this Chinese thing. Why do they want to hold our hostage seamen? Or a seaman hostage over there. Is it worth it?
You waited that whole time just to say that.
Try it out at the Laugh Factory. What?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello. Oh, Robbie, it's lane closure again for you. Someone should tell our traffic reporter back in D.C. that Rob's not there to take her report right now. Hey, Lane? Robbie's not there today. Hey, Lane? She must be at a meeting at the traffic flow.
She sounds like she's with another person.
Oh, Frida.
What'd she say? Oh, Frida.
Frida.
Get out of here.
Frida makes those sounds when she goes into a shopping mall.
Frida.
Hey, you never hear that around. You only get that reaction when you like go in needless markup.
That is a sale table.
That's when she gets wet. All right, let's clear the lines right now. You know, when we go in needless markup, really, I have to follow my wife around to the mall.
Oh, God.
She leaves a big trail wherever she goes from department to department.
Bring clearance. Oh.
Let's try to give away $500 right now with Secret Sound number 2. We had a big winner yesterday. We will play the new Secret Sound for you. Give you a shot at $500 right now if you're the 100th caller at 877-365. Oh, we'll change your microphone. 36. We'll be right back.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
A leading cause of friction bump. The Don and Mike Show.
He's got another one. You guys were they like Lyle Lovett or Lucy Liu? We're coming up with questions for Rob when he goes to Chinatown tomorrow to ask the people in Chinatown, New York, their thoughts on the U.S.-China problem.
Work out that MASH character in there, Larry Linville.
We're trying to have as many L's as we can. We're going to ask them if they like I Love Lucy or Land of the Lost. I Love Lucy.
Or Rand of the Raw.
Oh, and it's, how about Lucy Lawless?
Oh, very good.
Or Lucy Liu. That's a good girl or girl. I like Lucy Rara.
Or Lucy Ru.
Right.
Haru. Yeah, I love that.
Call 100 times. Right now. Oh, God, I'd love to send you on the street right now, Rob. God, I'm hot for that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hi, who's this?
Hey, man. This is Greg in Sacramento, and I was just calling to see what that damn secret sound was, man.
Greg? Are you calling for the contest?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Greg, you're caller 100.
You're kidding me.
Do you think you know? Are you sure he's caller 100, Don? Do you think you know what the sound is?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely, huh?
Yeah.
I feel confident that this guy won't get it.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident. All the guys in here are holding up signs saying he should be caller number 99.
Absolutely.
Listen, you've won the Bruce Springsteen prize pack. Tune into HBO to see one of the greatest bands in rock history. Bruce Springsteen, E Street Band. That's Saturday night at 9, only on the HBO. Now you'll play for $500, a brand new secret sound that we just debuted on the show yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I heard it.
All right, this is worth $500.
Thanks, bro.
We think it's an easy one. Bro, give us the sound and you'll win the money. Please don't answer till Mike sings like.
Dean Martin, going back to the old ones for just one day.
Okay. And we wish you Godspeed. Robbie, you ready on that? Okay, here we go.
Caller, name this sound.
There.
Okay.
Now, hold on. Let us build the excitement here.
Hold on, Mr. Confidence.
We know that it's an easy one. If you win, the money is courtesy of Main Street Title.
How lucky can work out be? I kiss her and she kiss me.
Yeah. Okay, time more.
Hey, you know, sometimes I have to go back to those when I can't think of new ones.
Okay, for $500, what is that sound?
The sound of a pull top on a juice can that's foil.
You are so wrong, it's not even funny.
No, we're laughing. We're laughing for you.
You're so wrong. Thank you, though, and don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you. You don't win.
Clue for you.
I know.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
You don't win.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
God, I hated him.
Why did you hate him so much?
Did we all hate him?
Yeah, we didn't like him.
We all hated him, Don.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't.
I know.
Maybe it's because I was staring at the Gumati. Hi, Nadine.
Oh, Nadine is here.
Yeah,
Nadine.
She's in the next studio.
Do you want to bring her in?
No, I'd rather just look at her. I'm fine just looking. She's not like Pete. I don't have to talk to her
or hug him.
Or her. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hello.
Hi. I wanted to tell you, I used to live in Reno, and I had a boss who was from Hong Kong, and he had a really thick accent, and we used to always try and get him to say his address because he lived on Blue Spruce Trail.
Listen, trust me.
We're gonna
come up with enough stuff for Rob in Chinatown tomorrow to drive them crazy. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
Thank you. See you later. And don't forget, Rob, also tomorrow out on the street doing a poll of 25 random New Yorkers.
See if anybody knows who we are.
Right. Because the last time we did that, when we first started here, like, two people knew us.
Right. Two and 25.
Maybe there's a chance tomorrow that two people will know it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Please, for the love of God, turn your radio down. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
You guys going to Chinatown tomorrow?
Rob A is, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Those guys got it backwards. The Chinese are the ones that have the L's in their language. It's the Japanese that can't say L.
It's the same thing, my friend.
No,
okay,
hey.
Goodbye. Come on, get out of here. Come on, don't ruin a funny idea.
Oh,
it'll work tomorrow.
Oh,
trust me.
Oh.
It'll work tomorrow.
Yeah, keep the Japanese out of this.
Exactly.
Thank you. Since when are you the Jap's best friend?
Since last night.
Oh, right. I forgot, Mr. Homo.
Absolutely.
Right.
Nomo.
Now, we got a letter in the mail, and I want to share it with you now. Dear Don and Mike, we have a treatment here.
Oh.
Rob, will you knock it off? Rob is mad. Let me explain.
You mean the minister of hate is going a little over the top for you right now?
Let me explain to you. Rob keeps writing down. Rob, Buzz, myself, and Charlie, you know, you take the train up to New York.
I do indeed.
We all take the fabulous Delta shuttle. Well, we were all late getting to the airport today.
Right.
Because of tourists who were in D.C. for the cherry blossoms.
Right.
Rob theorizes that they're all Japs.
No. The Japanese are at fault because they gave us the cherry.
Because they gave the country of Japan gave us the cherry
secret weapon. See, I misunderstood. I thought you were saying you're all Japanese tourists down there.
Well, no. Now, don't try to backpedal, Rob. You were saying it to me, and you made it sound to me also like it was busloads of Japanese tourists on the BW Parkway prohibiting you from getting to the airport.
That's exactly what
don't
I heard.
Don't try to fudge it now.
The whole way here, all I heard was, I was so late because... everything's like Pete Johnson.
Right.
I was so late because of the Japs.
Yep, absolutely.
Because of the Japanese.
He's just a young boy filled with hate.
He sure is.
Well, they sunk the Arizona.
Oh, God.
He never forgets.
Never. He doesn't.
He never forgets.
Very sad.
Let me see. Yeah, we got this in the mail. A big movie script, okay?
All right.
And it says, Dear Don and Mike, after 12 months of hard work, I present to you the first full script. You just snort?
I'm sorry, I was trying to do it off microphone. I'm having trouble with this setup today, but go ahead. I'm sorry, I was just... got a little head cold happening. A little allergy. Sorry.
After 12 months of hard work, I present to you the first full script of your motion picture.
That's a joke. I was doing that one on purpose. I'm sorry.
Monkeys on Mars.
Hey, Monkeys on Mars. That's our screenplay.
Since that fateful April 1st last year, when you conceived but unsuccessfully delivered your April Fool joke to your agent, I have been working diligently molding your idea about two janitors who accidentally get sent to Mars, where they become kings of a civilization of monkeys.
Fantastic.
Now, after a year of writing, rewriting, and revising, you hold in your hands 100 pages of comedy and hilarity.
There it is.
I'll bet when you called and left the message on my answering machine, you thought that this was merely a joke and you could never see a finished product.
Right.
I guess the guy sent us a letter and said, hey, I thought the idea was funny. We called him back and said, sure, write the script.
Go ahead, and now he's completed the script and you have it in your hand.
I had to embellish and add to your original idea. The concept is a bit more complex now. Don and Mike, you are the two NASA janitors, not respected for the jobs you do, and accidentally trapped in an experimental space lander, and because of a malfunction are sent to the planet Mars. There you guys discover a civilization of monkeys who believe that your arrival was preordained. But a former NASA chimpanzee test pilot, though thought lost several decades ago, has planned to destroy the Earth in an act of vengeance. Don and Mike, the janitors, wanting to return home triumphant, have to stop the evil monkey to save the Earth.
This could be our Blair Witch Project.
I like it. Let me see. I hope you approve of the product. There is one scene where you guys blow up a radio disc jockey with a big nose.
Oh, God. Huh.
If you don't want it to be him, it can be Kathy C. Or Regis, or someone else you hate. I hope you approve of the project. I am going to send the script to the Nickel Fellowship Contest in hopes of winning. A friend of mine sent in a script like this, and it was produced. Maybe you've heard of the movie he wrote, Arlington Road.
Wow.
Yeah, now that was the movie with, what's his name? With is Jeff Bridges?
Jeff Bridges was in it. Yeah, very, very dark drama.
Right, and this is written by Benjamin Scott Abruzzo. And as you can see, Monkeys on Mars, screenplay by Benjamin Scott Abruzzo, based on concepts by Don and Mike.
Let's go. Let's go for it.
And it is an actual script.
Very good.
Fade in, International Library, day. Pink light cuts into the thick shadows as a single figure scampers between the stacks. He goes to a thick book. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah. Let me go to the first scene with us.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. Interior NASA halls. Military personnel and scientists mill about. Off in the corner, a janitor in a red uniform, Mike, cleans a glass panel. Occasionally, a soldier deliberately bumps into him.
Hey,
and then it has Buzz and the voiceover saying, this is the tale of two such souls. And then the ground, they say on the PA, grounds crew 7, report to the staging area. Mike adjusts his uniform and looks at his watch. Jeremy, a janitor wearing a fancier red uniform, steps up behind Mike and smears his finger on the glass. Jeremy. Looks like you missed a spot. Jeremy leaves Mike to re-clean the glass.
This is all visual. I'm doing a mugging for the camera.
Interior tub room, same. Don, another janitor in a red uniform, finishes scrubbing a urinal and stands back to admire his work. Don notices a small piece of paper float over the floor and under the urinal. As he kneels to retrieve it, he hears the sound of running water and something splashes his face. Don begins to stand. Jeremy.
Uh-oh.
I wouldn't stand if I were you. Don tilts his head and sees Jeremy standing over him, using the urinal. Jeremy finishes and zips up.
God.
There.
all done. Jeremy washes his hands as Don gets to his feet. The once sparkling urinal is now dull, damp, and dripping, as is the surrounding wall and floor.
Wow. So Jeremy peed on you in the first 30 seconds of the movie.
Again. Let me see. And then, let me see. You're still cleaning the glass. I'm still cleaning the toilets. Hold on. Let me see. Let me go ahead to Bobo the Chimp.
Yay!
Let me see. Apparently, we go into the spaceship to clean up after Bobo, the lead monkey, because he's defecated in there.
He's just S all over the place.
Kim and Gary come in, and Kim drops her papers onto the nearest table. Morning, Miss Kim. That's what you say, Mike.
Morning, Miss Kim.
And I say, hi, Miss Kim. And she says, morning, boys. How's the chip shot, Mike? Mike, embarrassed, says, oh, it's coming along. Gary gets Bobo from his cage and moves him to another table.
What's the chip shot?
Golfing.
A golf reference.
Oh, how's the chip shot? Okay. I'm a janitor.
Bobo the monkey laughs at Don. And then Kim says, oh, here you go. How's the chip shot, Mike? It's coming along. It should be with all the practice you're getting. Mike says, sorry. Don says, we're almost finished here. Gary says, are you guys coming back later? Mike says, I wouldn't let the little guy leave Earth without saying goodbye. Gary says, I know how fond he is of you guys. He'd hate to leave without seeing you. And then I say, we've got to finish a few things on the tarmac. We'll be right back. Don and Mike give Bobo the monkey a hug.
Well, that's good. We have our first interaction with the monkey.
And then now we're going to go to...
You're
going to
be surrounded by the creatures.
I'm just going to give you a little more of this. Cafeteria. Later. Rob sits, stuffing his face with a mixture of mashed potatoes and corn, while Buzz slowly nibbles on a cracker. Buzz fiddles with a small radio, but only gets static. Rob says, get anything yet? Buzz shakes his head. Rob shovels the last of his corn potato mix into his mouth and looks longingly at Buzz's food. Rob licks his lips.
Close up, Rob.
Rob says, you gonna eat your potatoes? Your corn? Buzz doesn't have a chance to say or do anything as Rob empties Buzz's plate onto his. Rob mixes the vegetables and returns to inhaling food. Don and Mike join them at their table. Don looks at Rob's plate. Rob, with mouth full. Hey, guys. Don, groaning. Rob, how can you eat that? Rob, it's the same as yours. Don, no, it's not. Mine's not touching. Rob, it all mixes on the inside. Hey, what's with the blue suit? Mike. Jeremy. Don, let's just say it had to do with breakfast aftermath. I don't know.
This is a terrific script.
I don't know.
This is really wonderful.
Then you and I talk about how we love the monkeys.
You know, it's our acting that'll bring it to life.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Technicians rush around preparing for the launch. Don and Mike, the janitors, dodge between them as they make their way towards the rocket. I always wanted to go into space. That's what I say. You say, not me. I like it here with both feet on the ground. Where's your sense of adventure? Where's your sense? They both stop and stare at the ship for a moment.
Then we begin to beat each other.
Look at that. So big and powerful. Beautiful, isn't it? If you like phallic symbols.
The day the monkey cried.
Then Bobo is... Bobo gets into the rocket. Let me see. The rocket's ready to go. Where's the part where we actually get stuck? You know... For all I know, this might be what a real dumb movie script looks like.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's all in the... We have a three-way with the monkey.
Well, hold on, all right. Exterior space, later.
Where's Pete Johnson in this script?
The rocket slows and levels off as the engines burn out. Interior rocket's cargo hold. The rumbling stops and Don and Mike begin to float.
Hey, all right.
Cool.
I like that.
Mike... What happened? Don, I think we're in trouble. Mike, the rocket must have launched. You think that's why we're weightless?
Hey, all right. I'm the idiot.
Mike. Oh, yeah, this is great. We get to be astronauts. Don, let's try and get out of here.
Don looks up at the door behind him. Don, push me to the door. Mike.
Okay, how do I do that?
Right. The two janitors push away from each other. Mike floats to the far wall, gently landing and pushing off. Don flies backward at the door and bumps his head on the latch. His uniform snags, causing him to slam into the lock repeatedly until Mike arrives and gets him loose.
Hey, I'm the hero.
Are you okay? That's Mike. Don, just open the door. Mike nods and examines the latch. Don rubs his head. Mike, looks like the lock's been damaged. Okay, now, at this point, they have Bubbo the monkey, who is actually flying the ship.
Very good.
Let me see. Rocket's cargo hold. Don and Mike float at the top of the ladder. Don pounds on the door.
Drink it, Charlie.
Come on, you stupid ape. Open up the door.
Bubbo, Charlie. The
Are you sure we can't open it? Mike, it's a coded lock. Don, and that monkey is the only one who can let us in? Mike.
Yep.
Rocket cockpit. Bubbo the monkey sits and listens.
What's going on?
Don, from intercom. Bubbo, open the door. let me see. Hold on. So we are still... Oh, now hold on. I've gotten to the point now when Bubbo finally opens the door to the to apparently where you fly the ship, okay? The door opens. Bubbo leaps into Mike's arms and hugs him.
All right.
Mike, hey, Bubbo. I'm sorry I missed saying goodbye. Looks like I don't have to. Don looks over the controls.
Great dialogue.
Don looks over the controls. There are too many switches and very few labels.
Bubbo is erect.
Bubbo jumps out of Mike's arm and goes to his seat. Mike moves closer.
I know. I like Bubbo.
You know why he wrote it this way? Because he knows I can pull it off.
Don, which one of these is the radio? Mike, I don't think you should touch anything. Don, why? If that monkey can operate this thing, this monkey can figure out the radio. Don randomly flips switches. Bubbo covers his eyes. The satellite spins and begins to break apart.
He's casting the type here.
Okay, hold on. And let me
know the bit about you flicking the switches.
Yeah. Now the apparently the ship is at this point. It is just tumbling out of control in air.
We're gonna die out there.
I'm only on page number 29.
Fantastic script so far.
Let me just see if I can find the part where we actually land with the monkeys. Because now I'm reading the part where Jeremy knows that you and I are in the ship.
He doesn't care. He hopes we die.
Yeah, well, he says, I'll find their insubordinate asses. They'll find out who's the boss.
There you go. Jeremy's the evil. Who do we cast as Jeremy? It's obviously Jeremy's not going to be in our movie.
Well, how about Jeremy Irons?
Yeah, he's good.
He's too masculine.
He's too masculine.
How about Macaulay Culkin?
Now, he wouldn't be as evil.
David Spade? No, David Spade is too macho to play Jeremy.
John Lovitz.
Hugh Grant?
John Lovitz is the evil Jeremy. Have him play it very, very, broad.
But John Lovitz is too manly. Yeah, Hugh Grant is closer to what we're looking for.
We're looking for somebody who could be really evil.
No. I think, how about the guy who is Mr. Bean?
Yeah,
Bean guy. What's his name?
Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah, is he good with the dialogue?
Of course.
I mean, he's kind of like a silent character.
Yeah, he played the Black Adder too.
Right. He'd be good though. Good face for it.
Hold on.
Oh, you know who? You know the guy that did the Infinity commercials.
Oh, the guy who was in Barbarians at the Gate.
Yes, that's the guy. Because I always think he looks like Jeremy.
Now later in the movie, on page 66. You and me are talking to the monkeys.
You know what's funny is when we say that, get this guy. Like, they do it. That's funny.
The monkeys are actually speaking to us, and we're speaking to them.
Now, so the monkeys will be done like Lancelot Link, right?
Yes.
That's the way it'll be, basically a Lancelot Link in space.
Yes. Let me see. Okay, here we go. Now, we've landed on Mars.
Excellent.
Where there are all these monkeys. Let me see. We are soldiers. This is Miho the monkey.
Miho?
M-E-H-O.
Meho.
Meho. We are soldiers. We do as we are told. Meho pauses and looks around. He nods slightly. Two soldiers wander away from the group.
Where are you going?
Don and Bubbo watch from their hiding place. The soldiers come from behind them. Miho, I don't like taking our kings like this either. Something's not right. Soldier.
General?
Miho turns and sees the soldiers escorting the now captured Don and Bobo. They push the monkeys push Don to the floor. Careful, Miho says. He may be a prisoner, but he is still your king.
Right.
Don, fine way to treat a king. Miho, my apologies, Your Majesty.
They think you're a king?
Yes. Miho, come, my king. You must be hungry. Let us eat.
My king, a big welcome.
Let me see. Miho, since the visor arrived over a generation ago, things have gone bad. Oh, the noble apes have a feast every fortnight, but us grunts get nothing. Don, so why are you telling me this? Is it because I'm king of the monkeys? Miho, perhaps there have been rumors a savior from the stars would bring equality to... Don, now hold it right there, General. Next you'll tell me I'm supposed to be your savior. Miho, don't be ridiculous. The savior is of noble blood. You are not. So the monkey's dissing me.
Ah. So, but he's saying, I don't get it. You're like a prisoner. You're a king.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which one of these?
I guess you got to read the whole.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me just go to the last page.
How many pages are there? Because they say usually it's about a minute a page, and that'll give us some idea how long the movie would run.
All right, hold on. Let's say it. There are exactly 100 pages.
There you go. That's right. A perfect length for a movie.
That exactly 100 pages. Let me see.
On the E Network.
Right.
Let me see.
Are you going to the end?
Yep. Okay. I'm going to go to page 98.
We'll see how it ends.
Begin montage.
Uh-oh.
Don and Mike eating pie.
There you go.
Don and Mike on stage in the Grand Hall. Don and Mike in the tub together. Buzz, voiceover. Now prepare for the next level of hell. Service tunnel, night. Mike finds Laura, a battered midget.
Oh, my God.
He helps her stand, and they stare into each other's eyes. Buzz, voiceover. Watch as the monkeys on Mars find love. Mike, don't worry. You're safe. Interior, Don's room, night. Don and Leah, in a thin silk dress, clink wine glasses. Buzz, voiceover. Romance in the air. Leah, did I mention I'm double-jointed? Grand Hall, day. Miho the monkey and his daughter, Frida, stand on the altar next to Don and Mike. Miho, to the wedding of our King Don and my daughter, Frida. Don, screaming, no!
Oh, God.
All right, I'm almost done now. B-E-A. I guess like it's B. Arthur, maybe. All right. In leather and chains and carrying a whip enters. Shuddering flies across the screen. Buzz. Voiceover. Shudder under the domination of B.
What's this guy?
Tub room. Night. Joe enters and stares at the bathing Don. Mesmerizing flies across the string. Buzz. Voiceover. Be mesmerized by Joe the ringmaster.
Is that the trailer?
This is page 99 of the script.
I don't...
It could be the trailer.
It might be the trailer. They usually put the trailer at the end of the script.
All right, hold on. Yeah. Let me see. Wait a minute.
Show the ringmaster.
He mesmerized.
Hold on. Maybe you're right.
There's a lot there, though.
Nope, this is, This is...
It makes no sense. It makes no sense. Be mesmerized.
Well, I'm telling you, right? Well, no, maybe you're right. Hold on. No, okay. I must have been reading in the trailer because at the end of the movie says, oh, Mike, now everything can get back to normal. Bobo jumps in front of the two janitors and hands them brooms. Bobo sits on the throne while Don and Mike sweep up the mess from the riots. Ruby City Gates, day. Don, Mike, Miho the monkey, and Bobo the monkey accident wave. Beverly Hillbillies while banjo music plays. Television room, same. Don, Mike, Miho, and Bobo waiting are on the television set. Bobo enters and picks up the remote. He turns the television off, then turns to us. Bobo, welcome to my world. Bobo aims the remote at us and presses the off button. cut to snow. So that must be the end of the movie.
The end of the movie.
I like
and then,
it.
And then apparently when I was reading to it, immediately goes into
the trailer.
The trailer.
The trailer, right. Exactly.
The trailer.
That's not bad.
Well, you know, the trailer should give an idea of what, the whole trailer should give an idea of what the movie's about.
Okay.
How long is the, how many pages is the trailer?
One, two, three.
Four pages.
Wow.
Okay.
The one trailer.
Starts with us eating pie.
Okay, so you were reading the trailer. Be mesmerized.
Right.
Just all the sensitive moments.
All right. I got it. Okay.
All right. Let Leah enchant you into submission. B and Joe stand before Bobo on his throne. Buzz, voiceover.
B and Joe must be some kind of characters in the film.
Right. What do they want? What evil have they brought? And what secrets do they hide? B, we come in peace. Buzz, and who are the freaks from Uranus?
Freaks.
Mike and Laura look up to see Charlie, a large bald man in overalls, holding a broom. He puts out his hand. Hey, Charlie, come to me if you want to live. Ha ha. Fade to black. Buzz, voiceover. Monkeys from Mars coming to a planet near you.
I'll tell you right now, it's going to be bigger than the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Jesus Christ, what a mess.
Boy, oh boy. But you know, out of those messes, sometimes comes a great cult classic.
What a mess.
It's got to be made. They laughed at other comedies.
You want to call this guy?
Yeah, let's call him up.
All right.
Hold on. I think you should. What do we have to do? What does he need for us to get this project green-lighted? That's Hollywood speak, Rob.
All right. Let me see if this line works. Well, I think we officially like it, right?
Yes, Monkeys on Mars. It's just unbelievably disjointed enough where we love it.
I mean, I only read you the first, like, eight pages and the last three pages.
Just skipping around.
Hello. We're not in right now, but if you leave your name,
our screenwriter,
number, and a short message, we'll get back to you. Press 1 for Elizabeth Jane Clancy. Press 2 for Benjamin Scott Abruzzo.
Hi, Benjamin.
Benjamin, it's Don and Mike. We love the script.
Love it.
Green light it. Let's get this thing made.
Green light it.
We're 100% behind the project.
We were kind of confused. Thank goodness Mike and Buzz told me that the end of the script was actually the trailer.
Yeah, when Buzz was saying, be mesmerized, that confused us all.
I don't know, but listen, from what we read, I guess we love it.
Yeah, it sounds like a tender, wonderful, light-hearted romantic comedy.
So throw it into production and let us know about points and such.
Very good.
Okay, and we'll do lunch.
We will need a percentage of the gross.
Ciao, babe.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, who knows? Maybe the guy will call us back.
I am excited about it.
Here you go.
I have a new microphone.
For that guy.
Yeah.
And you wondered how the old microphone got the way that it was. There you go. That's for that guy who requested a New York fart.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's courtesy of www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site.
New microphone?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi. Great, thank you.
Good now.
Quick question. My apologies. I missed the first half hour of the show. Have we addressed the Katie Couric thing yet today?
No. No.
Did we end up sending flowers or?
Why are you using the royal way of speaking? Did we? I mean,
I corrected myself. My apologies.
I mean, this guy's like Leonard Shapiro from the Washington Post.
Are we happy now?
Not as happy as you, Mike.
Have we had a tough day?
We, meaning, you know, Mike and I, me and Mike, we decided yesterday not to send flowers to Katie Couric, since she would most likely blow us off anyway.
I understand. Sorry, guys.
All right, thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Are we a jerk off? Are we? All right, he's gone.
Yes, we are.
I watched, I didn't mean that in that way. I meant I was using we as in him.
I right. understand. I know. I know. Yeah.
Not as in us.
I understand.
Hey, let's see who's calling on the NEW lines.
Good.
Okay? Because we haven't given that number out for a long time.
No, we haven't.
Hey, man, NEW. NEW, where Rock lives.
Hey, could you guys, you there?
Yeah, NEW.
Hey, how you doing, man?
NEW, where Rock lives, man.
Hey.
Can you play the best time over there? Can you do the one where they had the epic wheel?
Yep, you got it,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. Rock on. Cool. Rock on. Next Super Sense for you.
There we go, man.
Okay. All right.
This is Man Watchers Compliment Week.
All right, let's go back to our regular phone lines. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Guys, I got a Dennis Murphy story for you.
Really? What is it?
Bravo.
Oh, Dennis please. Was at the Final Four.
Right, we know that.
Right, he told
us. Oh, did he report already?
Well, he told us he was there.
Okay. I was at the Mall of America with my dad and a couple of brothers, and I see this guy come up, and I recognized him from the website, when you guys sent him down to Cancun.
Right.
Or wherever it was for the Porno Fest.
Yeah.
And I just recognized him, and I said, that's Dennis Murphy. And my dad and brother had no idea. They live too far away from the station where you guys are broadcast on to know who it is.
Okay.
And Dennis goes in the bathroom. I said, wait right here. I got to talk to this guy when he comes out. And they go, how the hell do you know who this guy is? And I kind of told him what was going on. And we waited for about 5 minutes. My dad's getting anxious. So he goes in, and he comes back out. He goes, well, he's in the ESSER. And not as soon as he said that, Dennis comes walking out the door. Not much time elapsed between the time my dad was in there and Dennis comes out the door.
Yeah.
So you know he had no time to wash his hands.
Oh. hand singular, correct.
That's right. Did you make contact with Dennis?
I did not touch him.
Did you say hello?
I could smell his breath.
Ah, that's how you know it was Dennis. If you see a guy with one hand and he has, like, death breath.
Yeah, what day on the Final Four weekend was it?
This was Saturday.
Oh. So that was, you know, was it before or after the game that Maryland lost?
It was before. It was in the morning.
So he'd had a big Friday night, I'm sure.
Right.
He didn't say. I just said, I saw him come out and he had a Maryland sweatshirt on. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what tipped me off. I said, that's got to be the guy.
So, you saw a major effing star, yet you didn't speak to him?
No, I did.
Oh, what did you say to him?
He came out and I said, Don and Mike. He goes, and you're, hey, how's he going? And everybody in the group after we left, they go, how in the hell did you understand that guy? I said, well, I listened to him on the radio all the time and told him about the time you sent him down to, was it Cancun or wherever it was?
Yeah,
everybody
thing,
was
right,
just
right.
Busting a gut.
All right, well, there you go. There's a major celebrity sighting. All right.
Hey, keep up the good work.
Great story. One hand washes
terrific
the other.
Story.
My turn that into a movie.
Christ.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, the one-handed man in the washroom. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, you were trying to figure out who could play...
Jeremy?
How about Clint Howard?
Yeah, that would be a good Jeremy.
That'd be great.
Clint Howard is too handsome to play Jeremy. And Monkeys from Mars. He might be good. How about, what's his name? Malcolm in the Middle.
Frankie Munoz.
Except he might be too masculine.
Well, he's too young also. You need a little seniority.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Put gray hair on Frankie Munoz.
Hello.
Not
gray. It has to be streaked.
Right, streaked.
Because Jeremy's
like skunk hair.
Yeah, Jeremy's got, what has he done to his hair?
Highlighted it.
Yeah, that's what it's
bagged.
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Don, you just got back from your cruise, huh?
Yes, sir.
Did you do any gambling on that cruise?
Fred and I won a couple of hands of blackjack, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did they speak English on that boat?
It was one of the languages. Why?
Because I just recently went on a cruise in, I went from Stockholm to Finland, and there was nobody that spoke hardly any English on that thing. It was a hell of a good time trying to gamble.
Yeah, no, they spoke, the first was English, then it was Spanish, and then it was German.
And you don't really need to speak English to gamble.
No.
Hello, numbers.
Right, you do that thing where you tap the table if you want to get another card.
Exactly.
And you do that thing where you, like, go, no, 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 if you want to pass.
Yeah, if you want to get comped, yeah, that's a different story.
Your room, your meals, comped. Oops. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Don.
Yes.
Buddy, I know who could play... We're going to play Jeremy in the movie.
Who?
Andy Dick. I mean, I'm sure he could do a British accent, and he's definitely gay.
Andy Dick could be a finalist.
Okay. Now, listen, who said Jeremy's gay?
No one did.
Oh, I just assumed it.
No.
He's not?
No, he's not.
He doesn't play a very good hetero on your show.
I'll tell you, though, Andy Dick would be good. I think that guy from the Infinity commercials would be good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I want to talk to Don and Mike about maybe having Richard Hatch play Jeremy.
Okay. Everybody's thinking this is a weird,
I don't get it.
Weird direction.
I don't know.
How about Chris Elliott when he was in Cabin Boy?
Chris Elliott would have the fancy laugh.
Yeah, you'd have to get him to shave his beard, though.
Absolutely.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I got the perfect actor for Jeremy.
Okay, one more. Who?
Paul Rubens.
Ah.
Okay, now, you know what?
Pee-wee Herman would be fantastic.
That's not bad.
Paul Rubens would be outstanding for that part. Nice, feminine.
All right. Get out of here.
Goodbye. Oh, you people, you're going to get us fired today. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
So are you Chinese or Japanese?
I live in California last 20 years, but first come from Laos.
Huh?
Laos. We Laotian.
The ocean? What ocean?
We are Laotian. From Laos, stupid. It's a landlocked country in Southeast Asia. It's between Vietnam and Thailand, okay? Population, 4.7 million.
So, are you Chinese or Japanese?
God freaking damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Well, Jeremy just came in.
Yeah, he's got a suggestion.
Yeah. Handed me a card.
Right.
Came in and he said, here's who I would like to play me in the movie.
Yeah.
And it's written in his tiny, tiny need of magnifying glass to read our handwriting.
Right.
Me in movie. Charlton Heston.
Brilliant. Charlton Heston as Jeremy.
I don't think so.
No, that's not going to work.
Damn dirty apes.
I think Paul Rubens definitely will be the finalist.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You guys are overlooking the perfect actor. He's already been mentioned today to play Jeremy, Lancelot Link.
A monkey? No.
Well, no, because the monkeys are the monkeys.
In contrast.
We need a human actor.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I was actually calling you some information.
Yeah.
This is Don?
Yes, Don and Mike.
Oh, wow. Great to talk to you. I've listened to you since the BM days.
Right. Hey, great to talk to you.
Yeah.
Great to you.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
I had a question about that the new bust, the website address.
I have no idea. Hold on. Lisa, tell this guy the address. When are those girls coming in? How long is it?
And how are they doing? Are we supposed to wait a month before we talk to them?
Yes. How long has it been since those girls took those pills to grow their boobs?
About 3 weeks?
Yeah. And maybe it's very soon that they're going to be coming in. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, is Ken Stevens going to be in the movie?
He should be. He's probably in the script somewhere.
Yep, could be played by Harvey Firestone.
No, Cheech Marin.
Yeah.
No question.
It's not Harvey Firestone. It's Harvey, are you talking about this guy, Harvey Firestein?
Harvey Firestein
or whatever.
Yeah.
No, but not Firestone like the tires.
It's Cheech Marin. We've always said that about Ken.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Oh, come on, not Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And Ken Stevens as Emperor Ming.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I'm waiting for the girls. Can you give me Lisa? What's the web address?
Is this the same guy I just...
No, different guy. I heard just 3 minutes ago.
What do you want the web address for?
So I can log on to him this evening and look.
But if you go to this website for this herbal thing, they don't have pictures of girls' boobs.
No. I don't think they do.
It's not pornographic.
It's about how you can order the product. So the only reason you would have for going to the website is to make your boobs bigger.
Oh, then my bad. I'm sorry, Don.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you.
My bad. Hasn't that passed its shelf?
Not with our audience.
Yeah.
It's still in a hot rotation with our audience.
My bad, and don't go there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Those white guys.
Yeah, I think for the villain, you all have Rodney Dangerfield.
That's a good idea.
The villain?
What? Well, Jeremy is the villain.
Are you want Rodney Dangerfield to play Jeremy in Monkeys to Mars?
Yes.
No. Man,
no way.
Are Monkeys from Mars, excuse me. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got a joke for Don and Mike.
No, listen. No. This is now the second time in one show that we've had to give this rule. Do you?
But I'm willing to give out
my... No surprise there.
Hold on, please.
There's always one.
Robbie, get the guy's information.
Line 4.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
Yes, I just want to tell you, when you were doing the Michael Hunt routine last night...
Yes.
It came through crystal clear where I was sitting.
Yeah, you know, I was going to bring that up to you, Buzz, today on the airplane.
Okay.
Buzz was telling me yesterday when we were doing the Mike Hunt thing about the author from the Wisconsin newspaper.
Michael Hunt?
Yeah. But Buzz was saying it was being deleted out, but like a million people called and said that they heard it.
Well, eventually they ran out of delay, I think.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I was laughing my ass off, my friend.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Keep up the good work.
Very good, my friend.
Thank you, my
bye
friend.
Bye.
Thank you, my friend. What happened, Robbie?
He only wanted to give a cell phone.
Only a cell. Nope, you got to have a landline.
Cheater, pumpkin eater.
You're really confident.
Thank you,
turn down your radio. Turn it down!
It's Habib.
God, Habib, that's so obnoxious.
Habib!
We're not going to let you call anymore if you keep your radio turned up.
Hey, Don Mike, how come that old man, Baz,
what's this guy?
He never had anything to say on the radio. What's going on with that old guy?
Buzz, talk to Habib.
Habib,
what's the problem, Habib?
Ah, he's gone.
Too bad.
Bad call.
Friend Habib. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
When Dennis Murphy goes to cover the McVeigh execution,
right?
He should go around and tell everybody they lost his hand and tongue in the explosion.
All right. Oh, that now that would not be right.
No more help from everybody, please.
God, what's wrong with people?
We got a letter today. A letter that is troubling to me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you why this letter troubles me.
Sure.
It troubles me because it's from a guy who I thought the last time we spoke to was happy.
Okay?
Also, the letter that he's written us, he writes about himself in third person.
I don't like that.
Okay, the guy who wrote the letter is Ryder.
Ah, Ryder, who we sent out to the Ho House.
Remember now, Ryder's the guy who was in a car accident, called us up or wrote us a letter or something and said like he was contemplating suicide.
He said he was extremely depressed and, you know, he didn't have anything to look forward to. And we thought it'd be a nice idea to send him out to the chicken ranch or the bunny ranch or wherever we sent him.
Right, so we sent him to Reno and he got laid. And he came to one of our Las Vegas-style shows and I thought things were great. We get this letter. Dear Don and Mike, this is Ryder, troubling you two again. I know you two are very busy and in high demand. Ryder just can't seem to break out of his rut. I wish so bad that I wasn't so desperate. I was real glad to meet you guys, but I would have liked it better if it was under different circumstances. I know I'm really lucky, but I'm also cursed. Really good things happen to me, but my bad truly outweighs the good big time. I'm not going to go into all of it. You two came through for me, and almost all my hope in this world is tied up in you two.
Uh-oh, see, that's a problem right there.
This world continues to let me down and treat me like a second-class citizen. My father, before he died, had a saying, life is an S sandwich and every day you take another bite. I really don't know what might do the trick. I am so pissed because I thought I was doing well and now I'm about to fall off the edge again. These feelings blindsided me. They seem to come from nowhere. I am not getting high and I have been taking my medicine. Do you think God is punishing me for my sins? Anyway, suicide is not an option. Good things do happen. Things will turn around. It's just, think about this. Thanks to you guys, I got laid. But I still haven't had a date or a girlfriend in 10 years. You know, I can't even remember my last girlfriend. Girls can sense that I am rotting, and they want zero part of me in my life. Part of it is because I'm so desperate. The other part is that I am such a loser. Right before the car wreck, I had a beautiful girlfriend. I was pursuing the rock and roll dream. I was getting ready for law school. Girls want you then. And I was well on the road to becoming a film director. Well, if he's listening right now, I'm going to tell you, Ryder, I believe that those were all dreams that no possibility of being fulfilled.
It's a joke, Ryder.
Before the accident.
You know, is that it?
No, there's more. Hmm. I had too much on my plate, and now, well, can you put two and two together? The bottom line is that Ryder was a part of the Don and Mike show, the best radio show in the USA, and Ryder mattered again. People can't be bothered with Ryder and his trivial needs, but you reached out and said, let's help this guy out. The girls you got me laid with were amazing, but the best part was being on your show. Ryder was on top again for a few days. Now, Ryder is back down where he came from. Please don't leave me out in the cold. Being a part of the show made Ryder feel like he was worth something. P.S. The Vegas-style show was totally packed, and I kept getting knocked around. I had to get out of there before I said something stupid to the wrong person. I don't think getting my ass kicked would have added to my pleasure. Your friend, Ryder.
He wants to be on the show.
That's what that letter is.
Well, you know, I'm...
he wants to be on the show. He got laid. I mean, I understand everything he's saying in there, but he's kind of saying he wants to be on the show, and that
I don't think we can do that.
Though. No, I mean that, you know, the thing on the show was a kind of a one-time deal. But, I mean, I completely understand the way the guy feels because the guy went out there and, you know, had his moment, and now he's back to you know, being depressed again. I totally get that.
Well, whatever.
But, he's, you know, he's got to, you know.
Stop. First off, I don't care if you're a car wreck or not. The writer.
Yes.
Don and Mike here.
Hi.
You're on the air. First off, for God's sakes, stop writing about yourself in third person.
You don't like that?
No, I hate that.
We hate it from sports figures. We hate it from listeners.
Please.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Ryder. Listen, what is the point of this goddamn depressing letter you sent us?
I'm really not all that sure.
You're an honest guy, and I mean, you express your feelings very well in that letter. It sounds like you want to be a regular on the show.
Well, that wouldn't be the worst thing that could happen to me.
Okay, let me find a nice way to say this. No.
You know, okay.
You know, that's what we did was you know, a one-shot deal, and it was something that we wanted to, you know, we just wanted to give you some hope, and there's still plenty of hope in your life.
I understand that.
I understand when you're on a radio show, you go out there and the spotlight was on you. Take the Bunny Ranch or the Moonlight Bunny Ranch out of the equation. The spotlight was on you, and it was euphoric, and then you came back down to earth, and it's probably... it's probably a little discouraging. I mean, you articulate that very well in the letter.
But, you know, we can't help you. I'm sorry.
I mean, you guys did your part. It's cool and everything. Like I said, you know, I'm sorry to be sounding so desperate, but I kind of am. I don't really know what I want.
Do you still have your friends? I mean, you have a circle of friends, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're not totally alone. You had that guy that came in with you. You have friends, and you have to really think about what you have in your life and what you don't have in your life.
Why don't you J.O. and think about those girls you were with?
You know, this is funny, because I have needs. Like everybody, and it's kind of the point, it's so sad, but every day, pretty much, at night, it's like the internet porn jail routine.
Well, you know what, listen, Ryder, I got news for you. I hate to be so harsh, but let me tell you something. A lot of guys out there who have never been in a car wreck and who have never had all these bad circumstances happen to them, a lot of guys who you would consider to be on top of the world, J.O. every night, go to internet porn sites every
night. And I will tell you this, Ryder, also, that you know, one of the things we liked about you and what we still like about you is that with your problems and with the fact that you're, you know, your speech ability and everything, what comes through to me is still an extremely intelligent guy, a guy that's very articulate. I can tell that talking to you. And what Don said is true, that, you know, there are millions of guys that have never had a problem like this. But the difference is you don't give up the hope, because even with your problems, I still think that there's not necessarily the end of the road for you as far as like meeting somebody who would be able to cut through all the other crap and see the person that's you. I think that your attitude is extremely defeatist, and it shouldn't be, because we can tell how bright a guy you are. Really, I can tell by that letter how bright a guy you are, and you shouldn't let that, you know, the fact that you have this handicap now, you shouldn't let that get in the way of your hope.
Yeah.
But the gravy train from the Don and Mike show is over.
Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, you know, we
flew you to Reno. We got you laid.
We've done that. And you know something? We have had relationships like that with lots of other people, too, where it's a one-shot deal, where you know, everybody that's on the show doesn't become a regular. You are not alone in that. That is not an isolated experience for you. And I think, you know, when I hear this letter, you sound like you've lost hope again. And one of the things we wanted to do was give you a little bit of hope.
You see, what the thing is things are not that bad.
Right.
And what I like to do is I like to throw this little pity party for myself.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, listen, throw a pity party for yourself, but don't send us a letter about it.
Because we think it's us, and that, you know, that's not good.
No,
listen, God is not punishing you for your sins, but God will punish you if you went to Reno and you got laid and you come back and you're not happy about it.
Right. You know, and the thing is, you can throw the pity party, and God knows you have every right in the world to have moments where you feel sorry for yourself, but I think really, I hope the friends that are around you indicate to you, like we're indicating to you right now, that you do not, I mean, you are not a non-intelligent person. I mean, it's obvious by talking to you. You've got a very difficult time speaking. That's obvious. But your thoughts are there. You've got the brain. It's not, that's not damaged.
Right.
And somewhere there's a woman who'll see past that.
And you know what?
Now, Buzz, listen, let's be honest.
Okay. He's a good-looking guy. He's a smart guy.
Some guys, you know, they go through life and they never meet the right woman.
Well, that's true, but that could be anybody.
My point is, yes, that writer, what you're complaining about could happen to anybody. There's lots of guys who never meet the right girl. Lots of girls who never meet the right guy.
And you know, when you did come by the show, I think we all said this on the air, one of the first things we noticed by listening to you, we thought you might be, you know, something that's horrible to look at, and you weren't. You're kind of an average looking guy, and you've got this problem, and anybody that can cut through that crap, I don't think your days of meeting women are in any way over. I don't think that's but any guy could have that happen.
But listen, right, we're not running a counseling service here, so please.
You guys are absolutely right.
Whenever you send us something, it better be positive from now on.
I just don't want to in any way to get the wrong idea. And to think that Chip wasn't totally awesome.
Oh, no,
and
no,
it
listen.
Was everything I wanted, and I'm so grateful.
It's got nothing to do with the trip. Just, you know, if you're going to be depressed and have your pity party, you know, do it by yourself.
Do it by yourself. Occasionally come out to the Las Vegas style shows. You know, raise your hand in the audience, and we'll point at you and we'll say, that's Ryder. He's very depressed. Go get him laid.
Yeah, I bet we could still get you
laid. Thank you.
That's what he wants.
Exactly, Mike.
I know this guy.
And listen, Ryder, there's nothing wrong with J-O-ing.
That's right. Everybody does it.
Yeah.
Some of us do it even during the show. Buzz.
I'm sorry, I'll be right back.
Ryder, you're not a regular part of the show, but you will always be a friend of this show.
Right.
And that never changes.
But please.
Well, that's comforting.
All right, well, please, you know, don't send us another letter like this, and don't burden anyone else with a letter like this. Just you know, turn it around, man. I mean, I'm not like that horse tooth. What's his name? Tony Robbins guy.
Yeah, you used to be.
No, but I found out it was crap.
That's the band.
I'm not going to stand up on a table with Casey and the Sunshine Band and tell you to clap your hands that your life can get better.
But we all do agree, and this is realism here, that we all agree that you do. It comes through it. I mean, that you are not a stupid guy. You do have more going for you than I think you're even aware of.
You're probably right on.
Well, that was Mike, but I agree with what he said. He's right. So listen, just, you know, get your hat out of your ass, man.
The only letter we want to hear from you is like when you have three kids and, you know, everything's happy in your life, all right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be.
And Ryder, please do not refer to yourself in the third person.
No, that's very bad. The women will run away. The women will run away when
you're that's like what Kobe Bryant does. That's like what, what's his name, what John Elway does.
Exactly.
Don't do that.
You say I'm not as good as them?
You know what? The one thing in that letter...
No, it has nothing to do with being as good as a...
I'm kidding.
Okay, but you understand how a guy sounds like an ass when he's being interviewed, when John Elway's being interviewed, and he says, well, John Elway's got to do what's best for John Elway.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah, I hate that.
I want to ask you a question.
Well, read this letter you sent us.
Your physical condition, all right? You have this injury, but this is not a deteriorating condition. Am I right about that?
You're right.
You are...
It's only getting... Better.
It's only getting better.
Good.
So that BS, and I almost said the real word.
Bull-ass, you're right.
That bull-ass about rotting from the inside. Women sense that you're rotting from. That is crap. You know that's crap.
And all this crap about is God punishing me for my sins.
No.
Let's be honest. You wrote us a letter because you want to get some puzzy. is that why you wrote us? You want some more puzzy?
I mean, if that's it, we can help.
Is that why you wrote us this pathetic letter, that you need some more puzzy?
You gotta be honest.
No, that's just why I wrote you guys
last...
So you're not interested in
I would to be about to ask Harvey yet again.
He wants to be a part of the show, I think.
Right.
Well,
no.
Is that kind of what it was? You want to be part of the show?
Well, more or less.
Well, you're on the show right now. We'll talk to you. But I mean, the regulars, you know, we've got like two people that have been regulars for 15 years.
I'm sorry, Ryder.
But you know something? You really should think about the positives, because you do have a lot going for you. I really know it. Yeah. You might not, you know, it's easy for us to say that, but it's true. You do.
Well, thanks.
All right, Ryder.
Hold on. I wanted to say one more thing.
Okay.
I was like in a crappy mood on Monday.
Now, you know what? Call back when Tom Gavin dies. Maybe we'll have an opening then. Call back if something happens to Dennis Murphy when he's out at the McVeigh execution.
Absolutely.
What, Ryder? What'd you want to say?
Okay. I was kind of bumming on Monday. So I'm listening to the show.
Yeah?
And it was the best job. And I have a really bad memory. So, like, I heard the best of, and it's like the first time I'm hearing it.
God,
I heard that one on Monday where Mike was pretending to be Regis Philbin, and he was like calling off Regis's people, and they were believing it.
Yes, yeah. And you enjoyed that?
Very much.
I only wish more of our listeners would get in car wrecks and forget about what happened on the show, because mainly people bitch when we put on a best of show.
This is true. It's good that it was fresh to you. There's where the memory thing was
there
an
you
advantage.
Go. That's a positive for you.
Yeah.
Are your friends still taking you out to like bars and stuff and taking you out to parties to meet women?
Well, no.
Well, they should. Yeah. You got to pick different friends.
They should.
You know, if Ryder was our only listener, we'd only have to work about 2 days a month.
That'd be fantastic.
You know, we could just do a show and rerun it 2 days later.
Constant reruns is like, okay, we'd be like game show hosts, you know, that tape them all in one day.
Right, just do two shows in one day and then we're off.
Right.
That'd be fantastic.
Off to Rio. All right, well, listen, Ryder, sorry to be the voice of reason here, but listen, really, you know what's an S sandwich is this letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, it rotting from the inside. That kind of, get those thoughts out of your head. You're a friend of this show for life.
Yeah, you guys are absolutely right.
Right. Now, good. Listen, do me a favor. Go J.O. There's nothing to be ashamed of in that regard.
And get out. You know, if your friends aren't taking you out places, get somebody to drive you out there and, you know, mention that, you know, you were on the show and hang out. Maybe you'll get laid on your own.
Well, the one thing I will say about that whole trip is the best thing that came out of it was my relationship with Jimmy. He's probably my best friend right about now.
See, that's great. Now, Ryder, that's what we like to hear.
Absolutely.
Now,
you got Jimmy.
We're doing a goddamn radio show. We're not doing some kind of Dr. Laura counseling show.
Good. Right.
So please, don't trouble us with a letter like this again.
Positive thoughts,
okay.
Ryder.
Do you realize how upset this letter made me?
Very.
Why don't you stop thinking about yourself for one goddamn second and think about me for a minute, okay?
You see, that's my whole problem. I realize that it's been pointed out to me. I'm so selfish.
Yes, you're selfish. You should be like me. I'm not selfish, but think of the next time you're going to write a letter like this. Think, how would this upset Don? What would Don do?
There you go.
W-W-D-A-D. Yes, what would Don do?
What would Don do? We all have the wristbands.
Yeah.
Please, you're bumming me out with this.
All right.
Stop thinking about yourself. Think about me. I do it all the time. It works for me great. But it only works for me. Now, listen, Ryder, really, just get your hat out of your ass. Things are fine.
All right.
Okay?
You're right. I tend to sit in my own crap. And that little things are wrong.
No more pity parties for a while.
Right.
You're going to have a fantastic summer.
Yeah, all right.
Get your friend Jimmy. Is it Jimmy?
Go buy a lottery ticket.
Get Jimmy to take you out to fun places. Have Jimmy, you know, and get some other friends. You're a smart guy. You can get lots of friends.
You know what?
Get HBO, man.
Jimmy and I.
You can watch great shows. You can watch great shows on HBO.
Absolutely.
What's up with the HBO plug?
That's not a plug. I'm just telling you that I found again, you know, not to have everything revolve around me, because, you know, I'm not a selfish person, but I found that in times of stress in my life that television is the best friend a fella can have.
Yeah, and I think you will do better with the women if you don't do the I'm bummed out thing, the poor me thing. If you do the thing like you're completely unfazed by it, even if you're not really feeling that way, if you're like faking it, do it like that. Have Jimmy take you out to a bar and just, you know, be unfazed by your predicament.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Good. Well, then I'm glad we called you. I'm glad we read the letter.
By the way,
Dom will require another letter when you get laid.
Never send me another letter like this again. God damn, you depressed me.
Don.
How dare you depress me? I'm a happy-go-lucky guy. Jesus, I'm the happiest, most positive individual in the world.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
And this letter really brought me down.
I know it did.
Really brought me down. Can I tell you something? Don Geronimo does not like reading letters like this, because these types of letters make Don feel bad. Okay, Ryder?
All right. Duncan, Jesse, providing you guys a letter.
The next one is going to be positive, okay?
Yes.
Right, you
one more thing, Don.
What?
I have 5 movie channels.
Well, good. You need to get about 100 more. That's the key to happiness. Get all the packages.
You're right.
Get the Showtime, get the Flicks, get the...
Hey, just tell me this.
What?
I'm wondering about getting MTV 2.
Yes, get it. It'll make you happy. It's much better than MTV.
You like it.
Yeah.
They don't run those stupid goddamn game shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate those.
Yeah,
I like them. What's her name? Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, that whore. She is so yesterday. Listen, Ryder, just be happy, okay?
All right.
Be happy.
Yeah.
Okay? And don't bum me out with this stuff.
And don't be a stranger, all right?
All right.
But don't call.
Thank you, guys.
Also,
very much.
On the same hand, don't call all the time.
Yeah, don't call all the time either.
Yeah.
Okay?
I really appreciate
so let's,
you
let's
guys.
Review. Let's review. Be happy.
Yes.
Don't bring me down.
Two.
Don't bring Don Geronimo down.
Yes.
And don't call all the time.
Okay.
And never send another letter like this again.
But you can't. But come out to the Las Vegas style shows.
Okay.
Because we see you out there in the night, we will point out it. And that is really, I mean, if you still want to use the show to maybe get laid occasionally.
Come out to every other show.
Every other show.
Every other one. I promise we'll get you laid.
Perfect.
1 out of 3. Rob says 1 out of 3.
1 out of 3. But don't listen to Rob either.
I'll take 1 out of 10.
Oh, no, that sounds like it might be depressing again.
No, that sounds about right to me. That sounds about right. 1 out of 10. Now, listen, Ryder, you're welcome to come to any show. We'd be glad to get you some stink. Okay?
Come for you, that's great.
Okay, now goodbye. Now, be happy. Okay?
All right, thank you for calling me.
Right. Yeah, be happy. Are you going to be happy? Let me hear you say it. Say, I'm happy.
I'm happy.
Say it like you mean it.
I'm happy.
Say, I'm happy and the chicks love me.
I'm happy and the chicks love me.
Yes. Wow. Say, the chicks dig my love pole. Say
the
it.
Chicks dig my love pole.
That's right. My love pole loves pussy.
My love pole loves pussy.
You the man.
Okay, that's it. I got nothing else for you.
Okay.
All right, hang in there, Ryder.
Thanks. I can.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
All right, please.
And Rob, I thought you were supposed to go through my mail. I'm never supposed to see a letter.
You know how that depresses Don Geronimo.
Please, absolutely.
He doesn't like that.
I like that guy.
I do like Ryder.
No, I do too.
I don't. Charlie, how many times does he call you a day? About 50 times a day now, or what?
Charlie wrote up.
Does he call you a lot?
Charlie wrote up on the screen, greedy bastard, when he was first on the telephone. Oh, it was a greedy jerk? It was something like that. Somebody put that up on the screen. Who put that up? Who put that up on the screen then? Somebody put it up on the screen.
Oh, no, I did put it on the screen. It wasn't Greedy Bastard.
What was it?
Greedy F.
Oh, yeah. Greedy F.
That's why around here we call him Mr. Sensitive.
All right.
Rob.
Yeah, you learned. I know you learned everything you did from Rob.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, that's Ryder. That's the letter we received from Ryder.
Yep.
And I hope that Ryder's circle of friends, and I know he's got a bunch of people he hangs out with. You know, it seems to me that when you cut through all the crap, what Ryder really is looking for is a relationship. And I hope they like get the guy out and, you know, have him meet some people.
I know we've talked a lot about Japan and China on the show today. Hey, Ryder, you think mail order bride?
Absolutely. They're still very popular.
You know, you get the thing where you open up the crate and you like a crowbar, you open up the crate and all the hay comes out, and inside there's a, you know, a nice girl named Joji.
It's amazing. You know, and I just hate it when they don't put the air holes in the crate.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Frazier. Niles, what's up?
Hi.
Glad you had fun with Ryder. But, you know, I got a recurring dream with Dennis Murphy. He does me with
his thumb. We're going to go back here for a second. Frazier Niles?
Yeah.
You're a psychiatrist, he thinks.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
I'll get it right.
All right, okay. Okay. There I go with that homophobia again.
Hey, you know, I'm not saying anything, okay? Now, don't read this the wrong way.
Yeah.
David Hyde Pierce would be a great Jeremy, though, in our movie.
Yeah.
He's the perfect Jeremy.
We'd have to darken his hair. That would be funny. Jet black hair, like Elvis black hair.
What can we do for you?
Well, since this is a psychiatry hour, I have a recurring dream with Dennis Murphy.
What?
He does me with his stump every night.
That's a nightmare, sir.
Welcome to the club.
That's a nightmare.
Hey, get at the club.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi there, guys.
Hi.
Hey, did you hear the name of that pilot, that Chinese pilot that brought down our plane?
No.
It's Wong Wei.
Wong Wei.
Is it any surprise that plane came down?
Wong Wei.
Hey,
sorry, that's funny. Goodbye.
Hey, listen. Wait.
Listen, you made us laugh.
First rule of comedy, leave them laughing. You go,
right
out, you go out when you're rolling.
Stop right there.
It's important, though.
You're going to ruin it.
Go ahead.
We had some harassment training, and they brought your show up in our harassment training.
Wow. And really? And what do you do? Where do you work?
Local government.
Really? Why explain? Come on.
If you have a bunch of prudish girls around and you have your show on, they can accuse you of creating a hostile environment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that exciting?
See, I told you should have stopped told us a joke about Wong Wei.
That information is totally useless.
I'm working on a screenplay for you too.
Goodbye. Listen, Lisa, let's go to break. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Why ain't you gonna press the flesh, Pappy? Do a little politicking?
I'll press your flesh, you pimply son bitch.
You don't tell your pappy how to cut the electorate. We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Oh, yeah. That's a powerful new force.
Mm-hmm. Take your leg, Junior. Thank God your mammy died giving birth. Should have seen you, should have died of shame.
They invite prostitutes to join in. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, that's part of the fun.
Yep.
Having a radio show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Learning about Cuba.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, guys.
Having some pizza, learning about Cuba. Hi.
Thank you.
Hi, I'd like to talk about this awful Survivor radio that's going on here. I know you talked about it yesterday or the day before.
You mean back in D.C.?
Yeah, I'm here.
My friend, please, I want to tell you something. It is a scam.
Sure.
It is a scam of the highest regard. This is a something that's done by radio stations all the time. They had a format. It didn't work.
Right.
They've already pre-selected the new format.
It's going to be top 40.
Yes. They're going through a week of theatrics to make it seem as if the audience is actually going to pick what's going to be played on the radio station.
So they put something on that people aren't going to like, and then they're all relieved, and it's like, you know, it takes the pain away if somebody doesn't like the new format.
I need another top 40 station. Like, I need a new hemorrhoid temple.
Well, get used to it, because that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a station that plays the same goddamn records that every other goddamn station
plays.
It
should be all Don and Mike all the time. 24 hours a day just whining and, you know, the stuff that I love.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
No more Vicky Sue Robinson.
That is a giant scam, incidentally, in D.C., the station that used to be Jam at Oldies.
Well, isn't this the same station that ran the kind of whacked-out contest where they were pretending that they were giving away lots of money when, in fact, they were pooling their money among a bunch of radio stations?
Right. The $100,000 contest. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, Don.
Yeah, I mean, the general manager of that station actually makes Ken appear to be a bright fellow.
The guy, Bennett Zier, the guy who runs that station?
I tell you, I don't like that cruise talk.
That's not cruise talk.
That's
like.
Cruise talk.
That is not cruise talk.
I'm far too familiar with our supervisor.
No. Let me tell you something. Ken is a daft prick, okay? But compared to Bennett Zier,
right.
Ken is Marconi.
There you go.
Okay?
Wow!
I've got my feet on the ground. I know exactly what Ken Stevens
ever
is all
since
about.
He showed you his bungalow.
No, you get that wrong. He did take the LO off that. He just showed me his bung.
His bung. And you melted.
His teenage bung.
Hey, Don, come on in here and look at this. Here's my bung.
Hello.
Oh, Don.
Yeah.
Mike, how you doing? This is Steve from New York.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
I got two questions. One question is, when are you going to have on another wrestling guest? Anytime in the near future?
You know, I think The Rock is coming on. Charlie just gave me some crap the other day, the Rock sign for my kids, so I think probably The Rock.
I was talking to a sponsor today who has ties to the WWF that is mentioning China. That they have connections with China.
China's a man.
Well,
would you like to talk to China?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure she has a penis. I saw her at Playboy, so right. I know she doesn't, but...
Are you guys aware of that Shane McMahon was the one that bought the rights to the contracts of WCW?
No, listen, we're not into it like you are, but you are from New York?
Yes, I am.
Well, let me give you a prize then, okay? What is this I have? Do you want to go to boxing at Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, sure.
All right, April 14th. Now, I never heard of these dudes. IBF champion Bernard Hopkins battles WBC champion...
Bernard Hopkins? That sounds more like a disease.
Yeah, I don't know. Battles Keith Holmes. Madison Square Garden. Who knows? It's April 14th.
Hey, it might be good, you know?
Never take a prize that sounds like a disease.
Mike, I just want to give you some funny advice. Don't ever get drunk and dance with Mike with Don.
Oh, all right, because I'm such
that's
a
right.
faggot. Okay, right, thank you.
I dream of that night.
Oh, hold on,
I hope
please.
It's tonight in New York.
Hello, Don.
In my hotel room.
Don Mike Show.
Hello. It's Long Duck Dong. My cousin Wong Wei doesn't like you.
And everyone, please, leave this till tomorrow, until Robbie
Absolutely.
Until Robbie goes to Chinatown.
Leave the international affairs to us.
Hello, I mean, hello, Don and Mike
We're
Show.
We're experts.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yes.
How you doing?
You know, what is everybody
this
doing?
This is all we're getting today.
Well, you know, we're almost at war.
I know.
Yes, hello.
I blow you up.
You what?
I blow you up.
I blow you up.
Oh, very
blow
good.
You up.
I blow you up.
You don't come to Chinatown.
How about you just bro me? Don't bro me up. Just bro me.
Bro me.
Okay, I blow.
You bro me a long time.
Then we go out to dinner and eat
too much. I blow a long time.
And we get Blomo. We get Blomo seltzer.
I can call her 100.
No, you're not calling her 100.
Yeah, I'll call her 100.
No, you're not calling her 100.
Please?
Talk in your real voice.
Please?
Talk in your real voice.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Okay.
You're not the share lady, are you?
No, I don't know who that is.
No, listen, what? Like, we're supposed to just bend the rules for you?
Yes, I try to all the time call. I never call her 100, and I don't feel like women get a chance to be called 100.
I did that subliminally.
Wow. I know.
To Brenda. Brenda Roop, the rules.
And what do you mean women don't have a chance? Women have as much of a chance as the guys on this show.
No, they don't.
They do.
Well, they do.
You always get on.
Yeah. Okay, what is your theory behind that? You're on the air right now.
I know.
We need feline sound effects.
Yeah. Meow.
I know.
Meow.
Are you an only child?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I have a brother.
Okay.
Oh, you have a brother, yeah. You have to see, that's the way she looks at it.
Right.
I have a brother, but I am an only child.
All
yes,
right. All right, Connie. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
No caller 100?
No. No. Hello, Don. Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
I like it when you sing that out, Robbie. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, Mike. Can't wait for you guys to get to Sacramento.
We'll be there on the 27th.
And Reno. We'll go there, too.
On the 28th.
Over the hill.
Right.
Hey, doesn't Ryder do a great impression? And I love Ryder, but a great drunk Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Doesn't he sound like that?
You're on that island by yourself, my friend.
I agree.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike no longer allowed in my restaurant. He been there for 3 hours. He eat like killer whale.
What movie is it?
It's a stand-up comic. But
that's the big guy. Isn't that Panette? John Panette?
You eat like killer whale.
For 3 hours you been there.
Is that that's John Panette. That's exactly who that is.
He eat like killer whale.
Three hours.
This is all we are getting today are these Chinese calls.
Whenever there are international tensions, we get a lot of calls like this.
Wait till tomorrow till we send Robbie down to Chinatown.
Absolutely.
That's when we have our fun. That'd be big fun. We got great list of questions for
him. We have lots of questions from China.
We got great questions for him. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Dr. Jones.
That's all we're getting. Hey, Rob, give me the question.
Top of mind, I guess.
Is he on the little kid from Temple of Doom?
I am not sure.
Here's the questions we have. The first question tomorrow when Rob goes into Chinatown to interview Chinese people here in New York will be, what is your country of origin?
Very good.
Are you of Chinese origin? What country do you swear your allegiance to?
Very good.
Can you explain the situation with the American spy plane going down in China?
Mm-hmm.
And then, which do you like better, Lyle Lovett or Los Lobos? We're going to make them answer. They can't just say the first
right.
one. They have to say
right.
Lyle Lovett.
Musical question.
Right. Who do you prefer, Lucy Liu or Lucy Lawless?
Okay, an actress question.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is your favorite TV show, I Love Lucy or Land of the Lost? Who is your favorite TV animal, Lancelot Link or Lassie? Star Wars, do you prefer Luke Skywalker or Princess Leia? What's your favorite car, a Lincoln or a Chevrolet?
Oh, change that.
A Lexus.
No, Land Rover.
A Land Rover.
A Land Rover.
There you go.
From Bonanza, do you prefer Lauren Green or Michael Landon? Do you like Little House on the Prairie or Laverne and Shirley? I mean, we got about a million of them here. Huh?
Fantastic.
Oh, and as far as nature goes, do you prefer the blue spruce or the weeping willow? Those are some of the questions we come up with for
fantastic as we delve into international affairs tomorrow.
So please leave the driving to us. It'll be a great show tomorrow.
Absolutely.
We'll send Rob out mid-morning with the tape recorder. Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, Don and Mike Show?
Yes, hi.
Hi, wonderful. Just calling. Did you announce that you're coming to SAC?
Yes, on April 27th.
April 27th. Where are you hosting the show?
Is it too much to ask to listen to the radio station? I don't know. But
aren't they broadcasting it on our Sacramento station?
You know, I was just listening to it. Someone mentioned it, and I just heard it, and I had to call. Sorry.
All right. No, we have. Listen, of course, we have no idea. We don't even know how to get back to our hotel in New York tonight. I think we'll be broadcasting from between your mama's butt cheeks.
Yeah, oh boy, it's warm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Warm and stinky.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Is Wang there?
Everybody's piling on.
Stop it, please.
Exhausted.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Why didn't Rob A. do that bah, bah, bah noise from that one woman called?
That was me doing that.
No, that was you doing that a while back?
No, you know, I know what he's saying. One day we had that robo-cunny who called, who was attacking Rob, and Rob did that new...
He liked that.
And you're wanting to know why he did that?
No, why he didn't do it for that last lady.
Oh, okay.
I think the rule is
I'm not tracking with this guy at all.
You save it for special cunnies,
yeah,
right?
She didn't deserve that, but she did get the new special operatic horn.
So, Robin,
yes,
you got the operatic horn, but if we really, both of us simultaneously didn't like the woman, it would be...
Can you imagine someone just getting in their car right now and turning this show on,
right,
wanting to unwind after a long day?
Is that between the whore and the PTAA?
Well, it doesn't matter, but thank you for talking all the way through it, sir.
Thanks. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Deck the halls with boughs of Horace.
Christmas story.
Wow.
I'm sorry, we can't. People are on this Chinese thing.
I know, they are indeed.
Jesus H. Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, you guys were talking about me on your radio program yesterday.
That's almost a good Hank Hill.
Mike, give him a good one.
This is Henry Hill.
I'll tell you, that little crippled boy. I'll say, hello, breaker. This is Teddy Bear. And I'll tell you, I got a little choked up.
You're messing with the best, because Mike Hank Hill kills.
All my life, I wanted to be a gangster.
I took my turns riding, giving Teddy Bear a ride. That's the only Hank Hill I do now, is Teddy Bear. That little crippled boy. Oh! Yes, sirree. Teddy Bear, I'll come in. We gave him money. We drove him around the block. Teddy Bear, perhaps the greatest song ever written. Teddy Bear.
Oh, oh, oh.
What are you doing? You're making
you
me
fellas.
You're
have
making
a
me
funny
sick to
radio
my
program.
I'll tell you, let's talk at the same time. That'll work well. Hey. And I'll tell you, Willie Nelson is the finest artist in the history of the world.
I never watch King of the Hill anymore, but I watched it this past week.
Right.
It's still fun.
Oh, it's like The Simpsons.
Listen, Bobby was allergic to the dog.
Ladybird,
right? His dog, Ladybird.
Ladybird.
So they moved Bobby out to the doghouse.
Right.
And Bobby, like, had a TV in there, and he was calling up every night ordering pizza and stuff. And then when they wanted to move back into the house, he pretended like he was still allergic to the dog just so he could continue to live in the doghouse.
He ate pizza?
He ate pizza, Hank.
Taste the meat, not the heat.
Crazy morning zoo.
That crazy morning zoo.
Y107?
Y107? Arlen Video said, I rent pornography?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Chris Burke, Corky from Life Goes On. And I want to tell why there's nothing wrong with masturbating. I do it all the time. Rebecca!
Okay. Don and Mike show.
Wow.
Rebecca. Hello.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Why don't you turn your radio down?
Turn your radio down. Turn it down. Big knob. Turn to the left.
Turn to the left.
Turn your knob on the radio to the left.
Just turn to the left.
Yeah. Great. How may we serve you?
My name's Doug. I'm a washed-up disc jockey.
You're a washed-up disc jockey? Oh, is this Doug Tracked?
Yeah.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hi. Hey, you may have heard my show, The Ring Dang Do.
I'll tell you, I think that's the funniest show on radio.
Oh, you like the Grease Man show?
I enjoy it. Sergeant Fury. That makes me laugh. I'll tell you, I sure likes it when he's a lawman.
Could I do some of my bits? You may know my dog, Blue.
Well, I know he looks as nasty, dude.
Sergeant Fury.
Right.
Fudge Man and Throbbin. Can I do some of my bits for you?
Oh, this great timeless Grease Man bit.
Fantastic.
Well, hold on. Hey! Hold on.
What?
Hold on. I'm going to do some of my bits. They're wacky.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Gobble Geeble.
You know what this is like?
Hold on. You're talking.
This is like
Waddle-oodle-ottom.
This is like
Waddle-oodle-ottom.
Stephen Wright does the best of Doug Tracked.
Exactly.
Hey.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That was good.
Hello.
Yeah, is this Don?
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, I'm a half black and half Asian guy. I just wanted to tell you how wrong you are for talking about Chinese people.
Well, which half of you is offended by that?
The black part.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll take it up with the black part.
Actually, my name is Hung Lo. You ever heard of me?
I knew that was coming.
I knew that was coming.
Jesus Christ, I didn't.
Yes. Boy, we're already at war with China, aren't we?
On this show,
it is open. I'll tell you right now, they should not have downed that plane.
Let's clear the lines. Try to give away $500 with the secret sound, of which we're still looking for a winner now.
All we have to do is send them over some classic steaks, and they can send us some Moo Goo Ga Pan.
877-365-3636. The 100th caller now identify the sound and win $500 American dollars.
Oh!
We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Look how loud I have to yell!
This all seems a little elaborate for Sloppy Joe's. I know what the other 11 forks are for, but what are you doing with this one?
Why, Mudge, I believe you're supposed to scratch your ass with it.
Homer, watch your left. Oh, that's a lifesaver.
Time for another spoof. So here's Don and Mike.
Okay, I think this would be a good spoof on tomorrow's show.
Yes.
Charlie and I were just talking about, you know, on Friday we like having a sports guest.
Right.
And I myself wanted one of those rednecks from Fox that calls NASCAR because I watch it every week now.
Yeah, we had Daryl Walterbaum before. I thought you were going to get him, right?
Yeah, and as it turns out, he could only do it today, and it was right when we were in the middle of talking to writers.
So or DW, as he calls himself.
I think tomorrow we're going to have, beg your pardon,
hey!
Pat Summerall
Pat
on.
Pat Summerall.
And I think that we'll probably be giving away a chance for someone from our audience to interview Pat Summerall.
Fantastic.
Because it's been a long time since we've done that.
Right.
Find someone with a real jive, this jockey type delivery.
So interview Pat Summerall. They have, people love that in our audience.
Right, because, I mean, what the hell are we going to... What are we going to say to Pat Summerall beyond, you know...
Beg your pardon.
Yeah, how's your liver?
Right, yeah. Exactly. And, you know, it's not the football season.
Are you still throwing up chunks of stomach? I mean, there's a limited amount of questions we can ask Pat Summerall.
Yes, and, you know, he has been just a tad curmudgeon-y in the past.
Yes, he... We are not his favorite hosts.
No.
And he is not our favorite guest.
That's true. So, I mean, giving the opportunity to a listener is a good idea.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Am I caller 100?
Yeah, right.
Cool.
Yes, hi. What's your name?
Richard.
Dick, where are you from?
Roseville.
You have won the Blockbuster Prize Pack, including a 52-week free rental card. This is a great prize because you get a free DVD every week from Blockbuster Video. Don't forget to watch your favorite stars and movies and music. Blockbuster Entertainment Awards next Wednesday on Fox.
Right.
And, you know, we should also thank Richard.
Yes.
Our driver in New York.
Richard, who just came in with the most incredible food we've ever eaten.
All the food that Tony Soprano eats on The Sopranos.
He brought it in from a fantastic bakery deli in Queens.
Right, and just in case my wife or my nutritionist is listening...
Your willpower is the greatest of anyone in this room. I will testify to that. You didn't touch any of that. We descended upon the platter and the cannolis
it
was nobody's business.
I had my goddamn feces-tasting EAS bar.
I know, and Rob and I cheated a little bit. We have to, because we go to the same person. But see, Rob, you've been much more successful than I have. You've been much more successful than I have. You see this? This is called failure.
That's called FWAG.
Stay the course. Very good.
But anyway, the food that Richard brought in. Oh, Mike, you got a message
now
for us?
Now see what Richard has done.
Okay, here you go.
Wow.
Hey! There you go. Hey, Richard, that one's for you.
Wow.
Just terrific.
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
There's spray in the bathroom.
Richard actually brought in the meats that Tony was eating before he... Remember when Tony found out that Meadow was going out with a colored guy?
Yes.
And he was all upset about that. And the meat that he pulled out of the refrigerator...
Gabagool,
right? Right before he dropped the glass and passed out.
That's when we found out Tony's trigger for his panic attacks. It was meat.
And it was specifically this...
Gabagool.
Gabagool, which...
Is that... Are we pronouncing it correctly, Richard? Gabagool?
Richard, now, Richard, come in. Tell us how we're mispronouncing
it. Come on in. My apologies, Richard, when you come in here.
Oh, for the stink?
Yes. Sorry about that.
Richard, how do you pronounce it? Is it Gabagool?
It's called Gabagool.
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 Mozzarella.
Mozzarella. Mozzarella is mozzarella, right? But no, you pronounce it
mozzarella. Mozzarella is some kind of meat that we have clue what's actually in it.
Okay.
So we just eat it. It's good.
All right, great.
And incidentally, I just want to mention that Richard's not married anymore. So,
are you not married anymore, Richard?
Nope, not married anymore.
No, and he was mentioning to me today that he'd really like to get laid.
Sure.
And
why not?
You know? I mean, he was telling me, and I can relate to this.
Right.
You know, now I've been married for 20 years to Frida, so I got to think back. But Richard was saying that when you are married,
yes,
that's when girls seem to want to be interested in you when you when you're saying, no, I'm a good guy, I'm a married guy.
Right.
And then as soon as you're a free agent, that's when they want nothing to do with you.
Now, a little background on Richard. Nobody knows New York as well as Richard does. He's Mr. New York as far as we're concerned. He is a made man, to the best of our knowledge.
I cannot deny what
suspicions. He does have an earring, and I'll tell you, the only irritating thing about him is his goddamn Kyle Petty sideburns.
Richard has facial hair configurations we have never seen before.
Very Satanish, his beard and his sideburns.
Very pagan.
Medieval. Very medieval. But Richard is horny. I thought he was going to jump me in the car today. He's horny out of his mind.
That's right. Richard will be... What street corner will you be on tonight, Richard, looking for love?
Sound by 33rd and 3rd.
33rd and 3rd.
All right, well, thank you for the gabagool.
Gabagool.
I like gabagool better.
Well, I know you do.
I like the sound of it better.
Richard likes it better, too.
Yeah, really. Well, gabagool. That's what T gets from the Russian girls.
Right.
So you be looking for the Russian girls this evening, Richard?
As long as it has a pulse.
As long as it has a pulse.
Much like the Sopranos episode this past week.
Right.
You know, bada bing, bada boom.
Fantastic. You
know? All right, Richard, thanks for the food.
Thanks for the gabagool.
Get out of here.
Gabagool.
That's two guys we got to get laid now. We got to get Ryder laid, and we got to get Richard, the guy who drives our car laid.
Gabagool.
Gabagool.
And cannoli. And multicolored cookies.
Damn, he's horny. I mean, really, he's horny. What are you doing, Pete Johnson again?
I can't help it.
I'm Pete Johnson.
We just saw New York tonight.
Hey, listen, you, my friend, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Richard, that's your name, right?
Yeah, I was getting confused there.
All right, Richard, you're going to play for $500 with Secret Sound number 2. We're ever closer to giving away the money. I will give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Stevie Wonder.
All right. There you go, moving it into the past decade.
I'm trying.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. A common everyday sound. Known by everyone in this room except one person. If we give away the money, it's courtesy Main Street Title.
If it's a lovely made from love.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah.
Were you going for your sunglasses?
Yeah, and I felt like Buzz.
Why did you feel like Buzz?
Because I was fumbling. They just wouldn't come out of my pocket.
Well, you have sunglasses on already.
Well, they're not real sunglasses. These are real sunglasses. That was the whole effect. And they did think, if he would think
you like this, the head thing.
Very good.
The Stevie Wonder head thing.
Thank you very much for complimenting my shower curtain.
You know what? That's, if I have a highlight with a celebrity,
yes.
The time to. And let me preface this by saying that I love Stevie Wonder.
And Stevie Wonder loved us, and we had a great time when we interviewed him, and he laughed his ass off.
Songs in the Key of Life is my top five favorite album of all time. So we finally meet Stevie Wonder.
It was a thrill.
And they bring him up in front of us, and of course, you know, the poor guy, he can't see us, and we're talking to him, and I said, Stevie, do you realize they have you dressed in a shower curtain right now?
And I thought he was going to fall off the chair. He was laughing so hard.
I thought it was funny. I was serious. They had him in some plastic muumuu.
Yeah, he was wearing this. It was all matching, though.
Yeah.
It was all my hat, muumuu, pants.
Yeah, well, it was kind of like that pseudo-African thing. But
but it was like a baby blue, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Ridiculous thing. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
The guy had eyesight. You know, the first thing he would have said, get me out of this crap.
Ridiculous thing.
It was a cool.
That's a ridiculous thing you're wearing.
Queer outfit.
Get out of that thing.
Hey, listen, Richard, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there. I'm just hanging on.
All right, Richard, we'd love to give you the money now, so tell us what that secret sound is.
Okay, is it closing the lid of your camera after changing the film?
Well, now, Richard, I want to tell you something. That yesterday on the show, the secret sound was closing the lens cap on a camcorder.
Right.
So, you might be right by thinking that we would go with two camera sounds in a row.
Right.
Hey.
Or,
Ricky.
You just might be wrong.
That was Rob Spiewak laughing.
Not a chance. Not even close. Thank you, though, Richard.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, and don't forget that every guest...
It's a clue for you.
Richard. Thank you, Richard.
Richard.
Hi. Hi, it's Pete Johnson.
Hi, I'm Peter Johnson.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I don't like Richard's cannolis as much as my lady Stella's.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I wanted to call for the secret sound.
Oh, no, we just had a guy do that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. See you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello.
Hey, I want to tell Mike something.
Yeah.
Your Hank Hill sounds a little bit like Al Gore.
Oh, F you.
Now, Mike, this is a guy just busting balls.
I hate that when people do
that. He's just busting balls.
I don't care. I want to fight him.
He's just busting balls.
I know.
Dave, stop busting balls.
Hello.
Some might say that my Pete Johnson sounds like Rob Spiewak.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I was just calling for the...
We're done with that. Okay. We're done with that now.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Now, listen, we...
Now I'm thinking my mind is, like, wandering a little bit because, you know, those ball-busting calls always make me think. And, you know, there is a connection between Hank Hill and Al Gore. There is.
No, there's not.
He's legit.
No, they're not.
He's right.
No, he's
not right.
I just want everyone to know, Mike is a very fragile flower.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Please. Every day we spend the entire day with the golden boy telling him, you are the best.
You know how you can cheer me up?
How's that?
Just say Hideo Nomo.
Hideo Homo. You're a man. But come on. No, your Hank Hill is beyond reproach.
Oh!
Yeah. If you want my opinion,
yes.
Your Hank Hill, if anything, sounds a little like your Harry Morgan. A little bit.
I mean, do your Harry Morgan.
Hi, this is Harry Morgan.
Now do your Hank Hill.
Oh!
They sound the same to me.
I agree with you, Don. I'm all confused.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. How you doing today?
And don't forget the one that really got you going, the one that made the no sense at all.
Yes.
That Jesse Jackson sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I know. And that's, you know, I lost many nights of sleep over that.
I know you did.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah.
Have you heard the local other station promo with Tom Gavin on it running his mouth?
No.
You know the loser station that used to be jamming oldies?
Yeah.
Well, they have a promo out there, and they're getting listener feedback and all that other stuff. And Tom Gavin comes on, and he said, "Hi, this is Tom Gavin from Fairfax, and I just wanted to let you know you're doing a great job, and if you need anybody to come down there and run the boards for you, I'm available." And that's on the promo.
That's funny.
And then the rest of the people who obviously are maybe working the office saying what a great, what a format they're trying to do with it now. So I thought I'd let you
that's
Tom Gavin's activities.
Now that is funny.
Tom loves radio.
That is funny. Call Jammin' Oldies and tell us what you think of the format. Hey, guys, this is Tom Gavin.
I'll come down and read the board for you.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, they put it on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Rob?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to know if I could talk to Don and Mike.
No.
Well, telling their Stevie Wonder story just got me fired from my accounting office.
Why?
Oh, because I bursted out in this huge laughter when I heard the thing about the shower curtain, and the boss came in, who's incidentally my father, and he kicked me out into the street.
Oh, you did not get fired.
Yeah, none of you work for Daddy. Daddy never fires Sonny.
Come on, you didn't get fired.
No, I didn't get fired, but I'm not allowed to ride the Harley for a week.
Who is this? Little Lord Fauntleroy?
What are you talking about?
You guys, I'm going to get fired again. Here comes my dad. I got to go.
Put your daddy on the phone.
He's an accountant. He's working.
Come on.
Hey, I'll see you guys in a couple weeks when you come to Roseville.
All right, Little Lord Jerkoff.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Roseville. A lot of calls from Roseville today.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, can I speak to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're speaking to us. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just wanted to call. This is Andy from Reading up north. I just wanted to call and say I really like your show. I didn't want to give you enough flack or anything.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it.
We'll see you in Sacramento, huh?
Gotcha, my friend.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right, buddy.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
You know, we came in today, and I said to Buzz on the way, and I said, get your news ready.
Right.
Because I'm sure that you're doing the show from NAW, that, you know, we're going to be moving at a faster clip than we normally do.
Absolutely.
Well, as it turns out, we're just as behind as we always are.
Right.
Which I guess is the sign of a good show.
Yeah.
So, Lisa, if you're listening back at the station, we're not going to have time to do the bit that I wanted to do today. But we'll do something else.
Very good.
That's equally good, right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Saturday night in America's heartland, the Colemans are enjoying a sizzling plate of monkey fajitas. Thursday's a great night for monkey kebabs. And hey, Mom, after school, the kids really love fried monkey fingers. Grab it by the tail, throw it in the skillet. Tasty, nutritious, in just 20 minutes from cage to plate. Mmm, monkey, it's what's for dinner.
Barons of the Jizz Biz, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I know I haven't even talked about my family at all yet today on today's show. But
how is your family, incidentally?
Well, they're doing great, of course. The reason I bring this up is that I just got to say again what a thrill it is, and I know I've bored all you guys with this, but I just got to say it on the radio, what a thrill it is and how my perspective has changed now that my son can drive.
Well, yeah, you're free.
Now that he's 16, and the whole time leading up to this, even when he was 14, then when he was 15 and he got the provisional driver's license,
right,
he was 15 and a half, we kept saying, when you get your license, you're still going to have to be able to drive only in special circumstances, and we're still going to take you to school every morning and pick you up every afternoon.
Have you lightened up on those rules a little bit?
The first day.
He's free.
The first day.
Be home by about 1.
The first day. I mean, all we do is make him call us when he gets to school.
That's good.
And then call us when he leaves school.
That's cool.
And Frida and I are like, we have been convicts,
right?
And we're out of jail.
Well, you guys were always, I seem to remember as he was growing up, you guys were always the ones, you especially. I mean, you did a lot of those trips down to King's Dominion.
Oh,
you take,
yes.
I mean, for a few years there, you were the number one carpool person.
But that's like the stuff that they make you do at the school, where one father has to take a group of kids and
right.
stuff. I'm talking about the day-to-day grind of getting up at 6, being, you know, roasting him to get him ready to leave by 6:45.
Right.
Sitting in the car for an hour and a goddamn half a day, taking him round trip to school every day. Same
sure.
thing for Frida in the afternoon. And the other amazing change that we've noticed,
right.
and I'm sure it's no surprise, is that up until the time he was driving himself
right.
to school, to wake him up in the morning, and I know I've bitched about this for the longest time, was impossible. You go down, you wake him up, and he'd say, I'm up. And then 20 minutes later, you go downstairs, you say, are you up? And he's still sleeping. And then we're yelling at him, saying, you know, we got to leave. You're going to be late for school. Well, since he's been able to drive himself,
he springs out of bed in the morning.
He's up before us now.
Huh. That's very cool.
He's up before us. He's showered. He's got his books together.
And you're sleeping in?
Oh, no, we're still getting up at the same time.
Oh, okay, all right.
But it's so refreshing. This morning we were sitting at the kitchen table, and he said, well, I guess I better go out and start the car up and let it warm up for a second.
he can't wait to get to that car.
And I looked at my watch, and the watch says 6:35.
It's got to be like the angels singing.
And I said, do you realize that just last week when I was taking you to school, that I'd have to bust balls to get you to walk out the door by 5 minutes till 7 o'clock? He said, it's different.
Yeah,
I'm driving now. And the best thing is, and you can look forward to this with your kids, and I know it won't last forever, but right now it's a dream because he's the slave.
Right.
Frida says, hey, you know what? we'd really like to see Remember the Titans. Why don't you run to Blockbuster and pick that up for us?
Go to the grocery store. Pick up something.
Oh, yeah. At the grocery store, that is the greatest. That is like having a delivery service.
I actually have that memory of getting my license. I was the same way. I think all kids are the same way. When you get your license, you will go anywhere. Any excuse to drive, and you're completely, I mean, you really, most kids, I mean, if you're allowed to, you don't let your parents drive anywhere. You will go everywhere. All the errands, that lasts for about probably 3 months.
Yeah.
You think so? You think it'll last that long?
I think it'll last that long, and then, you know, it'll wear thin because, you know, the newness will wear off. But, I mean, right now he's experiencing the euphoria of total freedom.
And we're loving it.
And being a grown-up by driving his own car.
And we're loving it. And I know, I don't know what message we're sending, but all I know is that for the first 15 years and 11 and a half months of his life, all he heard was, when you get this license, nothing changes.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he got his license, and boom, everything has changed.
Now, I bet it doesn't change like on Friday and Saturday nights, though, does it? I mean, does do some of the restrictions,
there are,
that's when the hammer comes down.
There
right?
are rules, you know, that he has to be home by a certain time, and that he can't have other kids in his car. But even those rules are, listen, laxer than I thought they were. After 15 years of crating this kid around.
Right.
He
didn't do the school bus thing. You took him to school every day because of the distance factor.
Right, and because I wanted to spend the time with him.
Right.
But beyond that, you get into thinking back when he was a little kid, your kid's age, T-ball, basketball, soccer, a baseball, football. I want to go to a dance. The choir is singing tonight.
I was filled with guilt today because one of the conversations I had with my wife about T-ball. I said, does T-ball, do the games start this weekend? And she said, no. And I'm like, oh. When in fact, I knew it was going to be, you know, 80 degrees this weekend.
Oh, you want to play golf?
It's the last golf Saturday that I will have for quite. And then when T-ball season starts, I will root for those games. The games go anywhere from 9 in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I play in the morning on Saturday, so I'll be pushing for those 3 o'clock games. Now, I love seeing my kids play T-ball, but you know, it's beginning for me right now. You're at the end of it, and it really is officially now. I got a taste of it in the fall, but the real stuff is starting now where I know it's, you know, all the parents that I talk to, it's going to be chauffeur time.
I want to tell you something else. The T-ball is worse than when they play softball.
Right.
Because when they play T-ball, the little kids get to stand up there as much as they goddamn want until they hit the ball.
Right.
We had times when we would be sitting outside in 90-degree weather for 4 hours. Oh. And I remember when Bart was, I don't know, 5 or 6, he was playing T-ball. Mm-hmm. He was playing left field. He was sitting down in left field, and I'm screaming at him.
Catherine's T-ball team, they do that all the time.
I'm screaming from the stands, stand up.
Right.
Stand up in case the ball is hit your way.
They don't. They lose interest. It's the greatest thing in the world.
They lose interest, but the parents can't lose
interest.
Well,
I think it's cute that my daughter is playing baseball. Really, I mean, it's called T-ball. It's cute that I found a pink batting helmet. You know, just to add that little dance. Daddy's girl thing. She's the only one on her team with a pink batting helmet. It's very, very cool. So I'm looking forward to it.
And that's made by Coleman and Coleman. Pink batting helmet.
Here we go again. Coleman and Coleman of Enterprises.
Kidding. But anyway, listen, it's the greatest.
Yeah, but you're at the end of it. I'm at the beginning. That's weird. You know what that says to me? I will die before you do.
Oh, I know you will.
Because I'm doing it, you know, you're doing it at that prime time. Prime of your life. Doing all that carpooling.
Right.
I'm starting to, you know, I'm starting
done with
to contemplate
it now.
The sunset, you know.
I'm done with it now.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not Frank Gifford, but, you know, I'm doing, yeah, Rob. And, Rob, you're right on schedule.
Yeah, great to be with you almost.
Yeah.
Hold on. How old are you, Rob?
I was 30 when I had
you. He was 30.
All right, so that means you will be 48. By the time she graduates, you'll be 46 by the time that you have to give up the responsibility of the day-to-day hand-holding. I'm 42.
Yeah, roughly.
Worked out pretty good for me.
And I will be 80.
No,
when Catherine graduates. I'm 41 now.
So when your kids turn, you'll be what, 51, 52 when they're able to drive?
Oh, I got to hire somebody.
I think so.
I got to hire somebody right now. You want to do it, Ron?
I'll do it. It's the greatest freaking feeling in the world, though. This week, every single day in the morning.
I think about that a lot. It is a thought that is in my mind more than you know. I don't even talk to you about this. I think about how different we are in that area of parenting where you are really approaching the finish line.
Yes.
You know, the fact is you worry and care and, you know, your kids are in your life forever. Went into their 30s, but as far as the official finish line is graduation from high school, and if they go on to college, a lot of parents say, hey, you know, I've done my job, now let's go, let the party begin.
That's where we're at.
And you are at that point in your life, and, you know, meanwhile, I'm looking at the, but you know what, I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's a great thing.
It's sweet, though. It's sweet to be there now, man. And with all my hard line, hard ass talk about no son of mine will be out driving at 16,
right.
You've got to earn that privilege.
Right.
Well, all of a sudden, he's out there driving everywhere.
Well, it's like my five-year-old when I said, I remember when she was an infant, I'm saying, this won't be a TV household. This will not be a TV household. There is a drawer in our house, a big, huge drawer that is absolutely solid videotapes from one end to the other. I mean, they're, you know, they're all good videotapes, except for Daddy's secret drawer that's upstairs far away. But, I mean, you know, you have to sort of roll with the punches when you're a parent.
No, but it's great.
So you've got a great kid. He's turned out wonderful.
He's a wonderful kid. Listen, and even if he wasn't a wonderful kid, he'd still be driving now.
Well, those kids those age, I put them on that scale. You know, there are kids that are nice, that are polite, and there are kids that are nice and polite and also fun to be around, and I think that is a tribute to your parenting skills, that Bart, when we go out on the road, he is fun to hang out with.
Oh, well, thank you.
And you know, the last Super Bowl was, to me, the rite of passage where he was just hanging out and having a great time.
And you know what he loved most about it was all of the jokes that we didn't censor.
Sure.
What Bart heard in the car.
Totally innocent.
That night. when we were coming back in that taxi with Wendell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The stuff that Bart heard.
I know.
I had to go back to the hotel room with him. And
lecture
I had to
him for like 2 hours. Debrief him.
And
so
say, listen, now you know what you heard was Dad and Uncle Mike and Rob were kidding.
Right.
We're kidding. And whatever you do, don't repeat it to Mom. Don't tell Mom what you heard.
Absolutely not.
You know, and some of it, you wonder about the kid.
Yeah, it was a de-robbing.
Some of the stuff, I even wondered if he understood it.
He probably didn't.
Oh, no, he did.
Oh, good.
He got it.
Oh, joy, oh, rapture.
He knew all the jokes were
well,
about.
Well, when we're on the road anywhere, that's when we're at our most festive.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Let's get to the point here.
Good.
Repeat after me again. Capicola.
Excuse me, Gabagooli.
Capicola, mortadella, cannoli, comare, and compare.
Gabagooli and gumare.
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 Gumare. Hey.
Gumare.
Tell Charlie he needs to be slapped with a dead fish, too.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That can happen.
Hello.
Someone almost didn't get on the air today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is this Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hi there.
Hey, buddy. I got it made, man. I'll be 38 when my son is, I'll be 39 when my son's 18.
Wow.
I'll be coming in babies having babies.
Yeah, well, you were babies having babies.
You still married?
Yes, I was.
Are you still married to Mom?
Yes, yes, sir, I am.
We'll
3 years, going on 3 years.
That's very rare, and that's very good.
Well, then you beat the odds. Good for you.
Yeah. Rob's shaking his head. What's the matter, Rob?
You don't think he's going to... Yeah, Rob doesn't think that you guys are going to make it.
Well, until I'm 39.
But, you know, I'm reminded of the fact, Frida points this out to me all the time, that this August we will have been married 20 years.
Wow.
And, yes, I'll accept the gratuitous applause.
Good.
She points out to me that my sister-in-law, and I know I've said this before, but God damn it pissed me off. The day we got married,
right,
my sister-in-law made a bet with somebody that we wouldn't stay married for 5 years.
5 years, and you remind her of that every single day.
Constantly. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know, Meadow's never going back to, you know, your side anymore now.
What do you mean? Because she's had black, she's never going back?
Never going back.
Well, Meadow didn't have... Meadow had half black, half white.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that boy that Meadow was with, Noah, was half black and
they
half
didn't,
white.
He didn't stay in the script very long. They seemed to get him out of the picture. Is he going to come back into her life, do you think?
You know what I said to Rob today when we were discussing The Sopranos, because we both watched it again last night? Do you think that Noah banged Meadow's roommate?
You know, they set it up that way, where he let her come in, and she wanted, you want to hang out.
And then the next day, she was happy.
Yes.
Right.
That's a good point. No, and longer. Maybe, and then right after that, Noah broke up with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And you know, now that I'm analyzing it on the fly here, when he said, "You're so negative," and yeah. Meadow is very negative with, what's her name? What's the roommate's name?
The one who's pulling out her hair. Well, I mean, she's the most negative in the world. However, after spending the afternoon of however long with Christopher,
right.
Remember, Meadow came back to the room and she...
You mean Noah? No.
Yeah, excuse me.
Christopher's always on your mind when you're talking about The Sopranos. Oh, yeah, you say you hate him, but you love him.
No, I don't. I really don't. She came back to the room. She sat. She crossed her legs and she said, "Oh, it's great. I'm going to go up to Connecticut this weekend and see my mom, and there's going to be a guy with horses."
Yeah. And she seemed very, very positive, just like Meadow did when she had the magic Noah pole.
The very same glow.
Interesting.
Right. That's the jizz glow. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey,
way to go. Way to think about your thought before you called, sir.
Stop. And then he just bailed on us. All right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to congratulate the guys on their number one ratings again.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the
month of March, and you figured they were on vacation for a whole week.
Yes, and thank you for your part in that. Thank you, my friend.
Not bad. Right. Thank you. Thank you for calling us with your fax machine.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'd like to speak to Don and Mike.
Yeah, we're here. Hi.
Hi. I appreciate what you're saying about your son reaching 16, but wait till he reaches 21 and you go out and have a drink with him. And then he says, "Hey, I just brought back some Havana cigars and I want to share one with you."
Now, have you had that experience, sir?
I just had it 5 days ago.
Oh.
And it is phenomenal.
And you know what I'm really looking forward to when he gets a little older? When he and I can share the same woman.
Well, I suggest that to him now, but, you know, he doesn't go for that one. But
the Milton Berle treatment.
The Milton Berle treatment. We sat down at...
Oh, no, you know what it'll be like? It'll be like The Sopranos. With Rissy and the cop.
Wait till he reaches that age, and then you know, you've hit it. But then you have all these sleepless nights because you don't know where he's at and what he's doing, and you're the parents all over again.
On behalf of someone who came from a very large Irish family, sir, you don't have to wait till 21.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, to start drinking with your dad?
Not at all.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Maybe that's our phone.
Yeah, I think it is.
Wow.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Didn't Noah say he was going to Connecticut also?
Pardon me?
Yeah, Noah said he was going up north.
Oh, that's right, because Meadow told Carm that she was suspicious that Noah was lying to her.
And, here's the plot line. She'll find out that her roommate is having an affair with Noah. She'll come running home to Mommy. Tony will get involved.
And then Tony kills Noah.
Tony kills everybody.
Tony kills him.
Kill him.
Tony kills the, as he said, charcoal briquette.
Yes. Big, bad, bigoted Tony.
Okay, listen. Here's what I want to do here. I'm sorry. We're taking time with phone calls.
Right.
It's time for Lisa, play the theme, please.
It's time for Jelly's or Transvestites with Robbie.
That's right.
As his alter ego of Dolores. Dancing with the minds of post-sex guys. Lots of fun with Don and Mike and old round eyes.
You know, I don't know how long it's been since we've actually let Rob dial for Transvestites.
Too long, Don. I love this bit.
Before we do it, though, and I know we have to do a stop set, let me just make sure we have the correct 1-900 number.
Now, are we going to use the same one we got last time?
No.
Or not, because that was great.
That was great. Hi. I love being in New York. Let's send a fax.
Christ. Hold on. Let me try the other telephone. Give me a second. Hold
it's on. Arthur Bucco.
Zoop of the muscles.
Morning. Morning, Lou Robinson. I'm Larry Michael for Robotica.
Hello?
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 Rob? Rob, are you here?
Help me. We're sorry. Ow. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Welcome to New York. Escape from New York.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
The sound's
going through my headphones.
I know. Hold on.
This is amazing.
Bear with me. I'm just trying to find a phone line to make a 900 call on.
I hope they haven't blocked those out. I've looked around here. I wouldn't imagine anyone in this building would make a 900 number call. While they're eating their Stella Duro cookies.
Oh, come on, this is ridiculous.
It's Eddie Trunk.
This is ridiculous.
I think Eddie Trunk got fired.
No, he's here.
Eddie's here?
Yeah. Not today, though.
And not yet.
Shocker.
Hello? Oh.
It's Arthur Bucco.
I finally found a line I can get through on.
I can satisfy your every desire.
All right, we got one. Okay.
I'll do anything you want for as long as you want.
Right.
As long as you don't hurt me.
Oh, of course not.
I'm fairly legal, baby. You have to be at least 18 to play with me.
You're 18, aren't you, Rob?
Right. Yeah. A minute. Brought to you by 2020 Vision.
2020 Vision.
Oh. Now, you can take the service of your choice. For a hot, steamy, private, one-on-one encounter.
Yeah, that's what you want.
What's wrong with this phone?
If you know the to talk to, please enter it now. Otherwise, remain on the line, and you'll be connected shortly. Remember, anytime you wish to talk to a different girl, just press the star sign on your touch-tone keypad, and you'll be connected to a different hot.
All right, let's just see if we get through to a girl here.
A girl.
Beautiful girl.
But the girl you selected is unavailable.
She's like anybody.
You may hang up now or remain on the line and speak with another.
Yeah, we'll try another one. I want one with the daily news between the pillows.
Oh, that woman that had the paper up her ass?
Yeah, absolutely.
On The Sopranos?
Oh, I'm sorry, but all of our lovely ladies are busy at the moment.
Wow.
Please, try your call again later.
When's the last time we had that?
Hey.
Alright, you know what? Give me a second during the break. Okay,
right.
To figure this out, to find a phone number that works and get Rob some nice
folks.
Thank you.
Dr. Bucco.
And we'll dial for transvestites
right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show. His love of animals put him into a tank with a killer whale and gave him a close encounter with Coco, the mountain gorilla that learned sign language from her keepers.
Mountain gorilla. This is gigantic. I got scared. The only thing I could think of was to say to Coco, I love you, Coco. Because I knew that if I said I love you, then I'd start to feel I love you. It's a simple actor's trick. I love you, Coco. I danced on her. I love you, Coco. Coco, I love you. And I knew that my body was softening. I love you, Coco. I got right in front of her. I said, Coco, and I looked into her deep brown eyes. I said, I love you, Coco. She put her hand out and grabbed me by the balls.
They try their damnedest. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We're ready. I got the number.
Excellent.
Let's get Dolores Spiewak set up there. Buzz, give me your microphone.
Okay.
Very good. I finally found the line to make the call on.
This is very exciting.
It is.
Live from New York City.
Live.
Oh, hold on a second.
Dialing for transvestites. Live.
Very good, Don.
Got it. Okay.
We're going to dial for transvestites now.
Right now.
Anyway, your microphone sounded weird.
Do they all sound weird right now?
Because I don't know what's wrong with the telephone.
Hello?
New York.
You know, that's a great sign. Can we do the whole show like that?
Sounds like the old Wave a Jingle package.
I'd like to say hi to everybody in Fort Myers.
Hey,
WCBS-FL.
Hi. That's better.
To be down just $2.50 to $4.99 per minute.
Are you and I have to be very quiet, though, Mike.
Right.
A $4.99 connection fee will be added to the cost of this call.
Hi.
Billing begins 3 seconds after the tone.
She's got to tell the girl she's on the air.
Okay.
If you're in a rotary phone or do not make a selection, you will automatically be connected to a fantasy girl for one-on-one talk at only $4.99 per minute.
Be connected.
Rotary.
Okay, baby. Here we go. Let's use your fingers to press my, the right buttons. No matter what your pleasure, we're about to please. So using your touchstone phone,
they may not last.
Pick a number. Starting with number one, we've got blonde girls, black girls, Asian girls, even barely old enough to be legal girls. Be dominated by our mistresses or play with our lesbians. Craving something new and naughty? Let our shemales show you something special. Press number one and we'll blow your mind with the hottest live one-on-one action anywhere. $4.99 per minute. Of course, if you're man enough, you could experience the ultimate sinful pleasure. Two and you. That's right. Press two and get it on with two outrageously slick.
Great.
To choose from our hot two-on-one fantasy menu, press one. This is the ultimate in pleasure. Two and you. Press one now. To speak to two hot lesbians or two sexy bisexual girls, press one. These girls... Thank you, sexy. I hope you enjoy our service. You are now being connected.
I shall.
A few more seconds.
While we bill you.
You can't say you're on the air.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
Why don't you...
Hello?
Hi.
Well, it sounded like a tape, didn't it?
Yeah.
It sounded like that to me.
They're connecting us.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is like... This is Pete Johnson.
Do you have any ham?
It's good to see you, boy. I'm wearing my wife's beater right now. I need my sensible shirt. Where's the building? What is it? Donna and Mike hugged me. Hello?
For a long time, they hugged me.
They just hung up.
They hung up on us.
They just hung up.
Hello?
What a bunch of F's.
Boys?
Hi.
Hello. All right, hold on.
Hi, Ross.
Hi, Pete.
You're going to go back up number.
I mean, hi, Dolores.
Hi, Pete. What are you wearing?
I'm
don't laugh at me.
I told you.
Bill laughed at me. Call Bill.
Well, baby, lay back and relax so I can satisfy your every desire. I'll do anything you want for as long as you want. As long as you don't hurt me. I'm fairly legal, baby. You have to be at least 18 to play with me for only $3.98 per minute. Brought to you by 2020 Vision. Now you can take the service of your choice. For a hot, steamy, private, one-on-one encounter with a horny slut who will grow more than just your mind. Press one now. Look, if you know the four-digit extension of the girl you'd like to talk to, please enter it now. Otherwise, remain on the line, and you'll be connected shortly. Remember, anytime you wish to talk to a different girl, just press the star sign on your touch-tone keypad, and you'll be connected to a different hot girl. Please hold on.
You don't know if you fill a book.
You are now connected. Hello?
No.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Are you there? Hi. Hello?
Hi. You have cookies.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Jesus, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can. How old are you?
I'm like 60.
Excellent. My name is Pat. What's yours?
My name is Dolores.
Hello, Dolores. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from WNEW, New York. I'm a radio station engineer.
Oh, cool.
Do you like the radio?
Sure do.
Good. What are you wearing?
What do you have on, sweetie?
I have on a pantsuit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's nice. It's blue.
Hello?
Yes, what are you wearing?
Hello? Oh. I think she just dissed you.
She jettisoned you.
Jesus, see.
I like the pantsuit, though. You caught me by surprise.
Now, you can take the service of your choice. Perhaps. Private one-on-one encounter.
We gotta go through this again?
Slut who will grow more than just your
mind.
Hey,
where are the sluts?
Yeah, we had one, but she set us away.
Mind from all over the country.
Maybe she didn't like the blue pants.
You off and send her, if you know the four-digit extension of the girl you'd like to talk to, please enter it now.
I know.
Otherwise, you're not on the line, and you'll be connected shortly.
Stay on the line.
Remember, anytime you wish to talk to a different girl, just
press the star button. I want to talk to Bill.
You'll be connected to a different hot girl. Please hold on.
I have underpants older than you.
50-year-old underpants. Great. Good old Bill.
And I think you and I have to be especially quiet because I don't know how to mute all the microphones in here.
All right. That's hard for me to do.
But when I mute them, Rob,
it makes
the phone sound weird. So bear with me. Me and Michael just have to be quiet.
God damn it. We're not good at that. We're very bad at that, Don.
We're awful at that.
Hi, Charlie. It's Charlie Boyhome. He's coming in after eating some gabagool.
Is that how you do it?
Okay.
I'll give that a try as soon as the horn picks up. Christ. It's taking a long time to get a whore on the line.
Charlie, is that a gabagool in your pants, or are you just glad to see me?
Boy, imagine if you're really a guy waiting to get your jerk on.
Modalella. Modalella.
God, imagine if you're a writer.
Bella.
Sitting at home waiting to get your jerk on. You have to sit through this bad music.
Imagine if you're Bill. He doesn't need this. He has magazines.
Hey, come on, whores.
Hi.
Now, Dolores, what are you going to ask the whores today?
I'm going to have them cook for me.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hello?
How are you?
Hi.
What are you wearing?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello?
Yes, hello? Hello?
She's gone. She hung up.
Hello?
What's
the matter with the phone?
What?
Now you can take the service.
What the F?
Right. Perhaps. One-on-one encounter with a
horny. Hold on. Let me put that on hold for a second.
All right.
Hold on.
Hi. Don't get yourself up in a lather. We've got dinner later.
I know we do.
It'll be fun.
Let me call my wife and just see if she can understand this on the telephone. I mean, we've been using this phone all day today.
It's time for dialing for Frida and Robin.
She's not at home.
With his alter ego of Dolores.
Of course. She's not at home. Well, I'll just answer her request line. Hello? Don and Mike.
You know.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I can hear the lady fine. I was just wondering if maybe that radio station blocks all 900 calls.
No, honey, because we already got through. Thank you, though.
Okay.
I don't think it would have turned up like that, Don, all the way. Can't you turn it up all the way? I think that sounds good.
All right, hold on.
Hi.
Wait, now we're waiting for the horn now.
Hi. Gabagool. Sugar SFM. Ron Lundy Long. Just after 1 o'clock.
Three. You are now connected.
Whoa.
Hello. Hush, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
The question is, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Ma'am.
You mustn't laugh. You're going to disappoint my concentration.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
How old are you, mister?
I'm 50.
Huh?
I'm 50. Are you deaf?
I'm young.
No. Are you deaf? I'm 50.
Oh. Right. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you are. Tell me about yourself.
What do you want to know?
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing
a pantsuit.
Huh?
I'm wearing a pantsuit.
Really?
It's got flares.
It's flares?
It's been bedazzled. It's studded with stones.
Really?
Yeah. Don't laugh.
Okay.
It's important.
Why?
Because you're going to disappoint my concentration.
What concentration?
I've got things to achieve, and I don't want you to get in the way.
I'm not getting in the way.
Laughing is an impediment.
You sound adorable the way you're talking.
Don't laugh!
But you're laughing, too.
I'm not. I was mocking you.
Oh, okay.
It's all part of the process.
Now, do you want to hear what I'm wearing?
Are there two of you?
There's just one.
You sound like two.
Well, I'm overweight. Don't do it.
What are you trying to achieve?
I think we both know that.
Well, if you keep on making me laugh, I don't think we're going to be able to achieve.
Baby, what's your name?
Kayla.
Spell it.
Huh?
What?
What?
Huh?
What did you say?
Exactly. How do you spell it?
Why are you asking me a question like that?
I gotta fill out this form. How do you spell it?
It's what?
I'm filling. Don't laugh. Kayla. How you spell Kayla?
No thanks. I don't know.
Oh, you're a bright one. Don't laugh.
Okay,
how do you spell Kayla?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you don't laugh. Don't do it.
Don't. Why?
Don't laugh.
But you're making me laugh.
No, I'm not.
You're asking me stupid questions.
Oh, now I'm stupid all of a sudden.
No.
I know how to spell my name.
I didn't say that, sweetheart. I didn't say
darling,
you're stupid.
Darling.
What?
Can I guess how to spell your name?
Go.
Is it C U N Toledo? Is that
nope.
It? No. Is it D-U-M-B? B-I-T-C-H?
Nope.
No. How do you spell it?
I don't know.
Spell your name.
My name? Do you want to know how I spell my name?
What is your name?
Dolores.
Go.
D-E-L-O-R-E-S. Accent a goo over the E.
Oh, really?
Really.
You want her to cook for you?
Can you do me a favor?
Tell me, baby.
Dollface, I need you to cook for me.
Well, what do you want me to cook?
I'm feeling Italian.
Okay, so tell me what you have and I'll tell you how to cook it.
No. It is ye who will be cooking for me.
What do you think?
What?
You're calling a sex line and you want me to cook
it? What kind of line is this?
Oh, come on. Don't
exactly.
Give me a
baloney. I want you to... I'm a transvestite. Don't you get the game?
What do you mean a transvestite?
Okay, listen.
You don't sound fruity-tooty to me.
I'm a guy, but I dig wearing... Don't talk like that because you'll ruin the illusion. I'm straight. I'm as straight...
Would you make up your mind? Are you straight or you're crooked? Or what the hell are you?
Listen. I'm heterosexual.
No, you're not.
But I like women's clothes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, listen what I'm wearing. A smart blue pantsuit.
You wanted to confuse me, didn't you?
It's not hard to confuse you, baby. Because you know what your problem is?
What?
You're ill-equipped.
I am?
Yes, you're a dullard.
So why don't you equip me with the right tools?
What?
Why don't you equip me with the right tools?
Yeah. Well, I don't... I'm not about that.
Then, what are you about?
I'm about... Getting in women's clothes.
Make me laugh.
What?
Just about to make me laugh?
No, I don't do that either.
Then what is it?
I want you to pretend... Okay, I want you to pretend to cook for me.
Okay.
All right. I want you to go get some gabagol.
Some what?
Oh, boy. Gabagol. Some fatty Italian ham.
And you're a pretty girl.
And I want you to cook it, and I want you to tell me I'm a pretty girl.
Okay.
Okay.
So what are you going to wear for me?
I've been through all this. I'm in a smart blue pantsuit with flares. It's studded. I have the bedazzler. I've got some pumps. Nice. Like some, I've got Argyle socks on, but you can't really see them. Lacy under things and a restrictive girdle.
I have makeup on.
What's that?
Makeup.
No, I don't need it. I'm a pretty girl.
You don't need it.
I mean exactly what I say, sister.
I'm shaved,
totally.
I'm sorry, but every girl needs makeup. Take it from me.
All right, a little foundation, maybe some mascara. But I'm a pretty girl.
Okay,
I'm wearing a bra.
You shaved all your body.
And I've shaved all my hair. Eyebrows.
Who's that guy in the background?
That's the television.
Huh?
What?
Is that your lover?
It is not my lover. It's the television.
Jerry Springer.
It's the Jerry Springer show. Do you like to watch it? It's full of idiots like yourself. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. You mustn't laugh. You mustn't laugh. You're ruining it.
Then why are you smiling?
I'm not smiling.
Yes,
I'm frowning.
You are.
I'm full of scorn for you and your ilk. Huh? You cheap, floozy tart, the way you talk and talk. And how much is this costing?
It's costing you God knows what. I don't know which
how
option
much?
You pick up.
Well, I want the cheapest rate.
Really?
Tell him to get a tomato.
Can you get a tomato?
What do you want with a tomato?
I want you to slice it in twain.
Oh, God.
Do you understand?
You're funny.
No.
Stop it.
No, you stop it.
What about that? What the hell am I doing?
You're cutting up a tomato.
Stop laughing.
You stop it. I'm not laughing. I'm full of disdain.
Stop it.
Slice it again.
Slice it in half, then half again. Where am I calling from? Where are you calling from? Where are you at?
Miami.
Where are you? Miami? I don't believe it. Tell the truth.
It's going to get...
Oh, you can't say that.
Delete that.
Yes, you could. You just offended me.
No. You're not in Miami.
Yes, I am.
Okay, where are you near in Miami? I know the town
Little
well.
Little Havana.
So you want to get in the kitchen.
I want to get in the kitchen, if you know what I mean. I want to get in your kitchen.
You can go to the kitchen.
Okay, you're going to have to do is put aside the gabagool, and we're going to make... Are you ready for this?
What?
Listen to me. Are you listening? Let's start anew.
I'm listening.
Okay.
We're going to make eggs.
Huevos rancheros? What is he, a Mexican?
Who?
The guy.
There's no guy.
The TV.
The guy in the background.
It's the television.
Tonight on CBS.
Let me turn it down. I'm watching CBS.
No, you're not. That's a guy. That's not the TV. Stop it. Both of you.
You stop it. Both of you.
It is CBS, you whore.
We need to make eggs.
Tonight on Survivor, stupid phone whores.
We need to make eggs. Have you any eggs?
I don't like him offending me.
What we need...
Tonight,
did you hear me?
On Inside Edition, dirty, filthy whores.
Here's what I hear. I hear the need for 1 dozen brown eggs. Do you have a brown egg?
No, but I bet you have them between your legs.
I do have brown eggs. Get a dozen brown eggs and crack them in a bowl.
Huevos, whore.
Can you get the huevos in a bowl and whip them up and put in lots of Havarti cheese?
I don't like your friend.
I don't like you. You know what? You are ill-prepared. You fill me with disdain.
Ask them to tell
you know
me
what?
You're a pretty girl.
I need you to tell me I'm a pretty girl because I know you're not.
No, you're not a pretty girl.
Oh.
You're a very ugly girl because the way you're treating me, number one, and number two, I dislike your friend. A lot.
Listen, you're a Miami whore with the shape of a thick, gruff Zeppelin.
Well, baby,
you're a dirty whore.
If you think I'm a whore,
you have chlamydia.
Why are you still talking to me?
How you doing, Herpesia?
Hi, gonorrhea girl.
Hey, oozing sore. Listen, we need to make some eggs.
Why are you still talking to me if you think so poorly of me?
I want you to take a scraping from yourself.
But why can't you answer me my question?
And make yourself a V omelet.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Meow.
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 You have a whole bunch of stupid guys there, don't you? Are you like stoned up or something?
Excuse me for a moment. Rob, Mike, please put the phone down.
What?
Put the phone down.
I haven't gotten my eggs yet.
Who are they calling? Who are you calling this time?
We were calling an information line.
Hi.
Hello, is this an information line?
Yeah, rained.
Hi, let me tell you my name.
Sorry, Dad.
My name is Ken Stevens.
Sorry, Paul.
And I'm afraid that I have two boys who have problems.
All of you have problems, mentally problems, humongous problems.
Can I tell you something? I'm going to tell you something right now. Boys, turn your head.
Yes.
What? Turn your head.
Done.
All right. My sons are retarded. Who have they called? So who have,
you know, you guys are talking a lot of smack.
Who have they called? Ma'am, I want to say something. I'm an executive with the CBS radio network.
Help.
And my... shut up, Rob. Mike. I apologize. May I ask what business my sons have called?
Frank said beans.
Please.
Number 70. Frank said beans.
May I please ask what business my sons have called?
Hi, Ted.
They called a 900 line.
Hey, boys. Did you call the sex line?
No.
Did you call the sex line?
I don't know. No.
Is this a sex line, ma'am?
No.
Ma'am, is this a sex line?
Quarterback.
Right there, babe. Ma'am, I apologize. I'm going to need to have this call taken off my bill.
Sorry, sweetheart. You're talking to me. As long as you're talking to me, you're getting charged.
I want to tell you something. These two boys you've been talking to, they are each over 30.
You can look, but you better not.
They're
over 30, then they're adults.
They are.
While this car is not getting off your bill.
They are conjoined.
I said babe.
And they have been given special status by the local community government.
Hi, Ted.
Hi, quarterback.
They call these lines all the time, ma'am. They call them all the time. Now, what I want you to do is apologize. Did you call this woman bad names, boys?
No.
All right.
Did they call you bad names?
Yes.
No.
She called me a bad name.
What did she call you?
She called him fat.
No, I didn't.
Did you? Yeah, she called him fat.
Hey, now listen. Listen, did you call my son fat?
I don't know.
She called us both fat.
Did you call both my sons fat?
She called us dumb and fat.
Yeah, bro. Please stop it.
But she said that Sam smelled.
Thanks, honey.
Because I want to tell you something.
She said Dolores fat.
Dolores is fat.
Because I want to tell you something. Did you say that to my sons?
I'm going to hang up now.
These two boys.
I'm going to hang up. Did you hear me?
These two boys.
Stupid
hoes. Oh, they innocently called this number. They found this number in my sock drawer.
Whatever.
But Debbie.
Listen, all I need to know is, boys, shut up now.
Okay.
Shut up now or no dinner tonight. What I need to know is, did you call either of my boys?
Yes, I'm confess that I called them both fat, stupid, and retarded.
Well, then let me say something to you, ma'am.
Tell me that.
You are a whore of the highest regard.
Yeah!
Thank you.
And I pray...
Yeah,
I pray that someday your clitoris falls off.
Too late.
Thank you.
Because
is
you...
Is there something else you would you like
have,
to tell me?
You have taken advantage
yes.
of two young men...
I said babe.
...who have no control over their faculties.
Really?
Really.
Tell me more. What else do you have to tell me?
These are two boys. These are two boys who right now are sitting there. I'm looking at them in the room.
They are
both wearing...
They sound like all three of you are fooling.
They have on... Both of them, they are wearing adult diapers. They're wearing adult diapers. I can tell you that they are each... extremely aroused in their genital area.
Yeah, so why don't you bend down and do them a favor?
Oh, now listen, I have tried to be businesslike with you, Miss Whore. Here's all I want to say to you. You are a whore.
You are a whore. You are a whore. You are a whore. You are a whore.
Wee! I'm so full of it.
Can I be honest with you, ma'am?
Uh-huh.
We are all out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know if we're going to be able to keep this going or not.
I don't think so.
With a mouth on this girl.
Saying dirty words.
Yeah. With a mouth on this girl.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's time to say adios.
Adios. Okay.
Adios. You couldn't get a dead
man.
You couldn't get a dead man off.
Dale, Bobby, quicka. Hang on.
Yeah, right. Hey, Essen, mein Scheiß. Hey, you speak German?
Huh? No, baby. To your knowledge, that was Spanish.
Hey, listen, baby. I speak German. Essen, mein Scheiß.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, you can shed it on your own.
Oh.
Oh.
Beaver
Knievel. Hey, listen, really, what do you care? You're making the $6.99 an hour from this.
Yeah, right.
Right? What do you care?
No, it's when I really know you're really full of it.
Full of it. Full of that.
Full of it.
Full of that.
If you think I make that much, you're really full of it.
Okay. Right, so how much do you make out of the $6.99? What do you make, 99 cents?
Not even.
88 pesos?
You don't even You don't even make 99 cents a minute?
No.
How much do you make off one of these calls?
Per minute.
Hey, do you hear a dripping sound?
Nope.
What do you make off one of these calls for
20,
one?
20, I said.
1 minute, how much do you make?
20.
20 cents?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
God, you are a whore.
That's horrible.
You're a cheap
whore. No, sweetheart, there's one thing is having a home and having to take care of parents and having to work.
Oh, okay. Too personal.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I bet, I bet you're doing a great job making 20 cents a minute.
Well, actually, you guys are making it better for me.
Very good. So what do you want to say to us? Thank you.
Nothing.
How about thank you?
Thank you.
Why?
Please.
You
must stop using that language, though. That language is disturbing.
Maybe I'll say thank you when you say sorry to me, because I am a human being as much as you.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Not say thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You're forgiven, you whore.
Beaster. You had to screw it up again, didn't you?
See.
Badges?
See.
We don't need no stinking badges.
Listen, I tell you what, you're really great. We all got off on this call.
Yeah, I bet you did.
We did. Oh, God, we made a mess. God, we made a gigantic mess.
Muchas gracias.
Made a pile.
You're great.
Okay.
Can we talk to a supervisor to tell them how great you are? That you should get a raise maybe to 25 cents a minute?
No, thank you.
All right.
Bye, con Dios.
I think my sons want to say goodbye to you.
Hey, ma'am.
Okay, goodbye.
Dolores? Now, come on now, say goodbye, boys.
Bye! Thanks, indeed! Quarterback.
Okay, goodbye.
I know, we got a break. Okay. Goodbye.
Keep practicing.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
Hang up.
Actually, you're the one that has to hang up.
Oh, no, not this.
She'll win this.
Yeah, I know she will.
Yeah.
I know she will. And we have dinner reservations tonight.
Sweetheart, I'm telling you the truth. Press star or zero, and you'll be disconnected.
Press star?
Simple as that.
Okay.
Didn't want to touch her story.
Larry, you can take the service of you at
I don't want another one.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, that was, the bus.
That was a different experience, though.
Yeah. Boy, it was a chance for the Mighty Carson Art Players to really, really emote.
Leah, I don't think we've ever done one like that, have we?
No.
That's an entirely new format for the Dialing for Transvestite.
Rob, I don't know about you. I find that incredibly refreshing.
And I don't know how much of that even got on the air because the girl was dropping the S-bomb every 2 seconds.
I'm tired of this S.
Yeah.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz. Yeah. Wow. Buzz is the lead story. When I was looking at you, you couldn't believe what we were doing. I mean, really, the three of us at one point, we were all looking at the microphone going, I don't know. And Buzz is just sitting back there stroking his chin like, what the F are they doing?
I don't know.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Very appropriate, I think. The latest study on length and girth Oh, all right.
Good.
All right, penis news. I got you.
Stay tuned for news and comments,
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. That was very...
Professional Ted!
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
What they don't know is a book. Don and Mike.
Yeah, it's time for news in the comments now with our friend Buzz. Brought to you by Egars.com. Buzz, hold on. Let me just dive through these calls. Hello.
Right.
Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
You guys got to do stuff like that more often. That was the goddamn funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
I swear to God, thank you very much, and I listen to your show every day, and keep up the good work.
All right, thank you. We can't do that every day.
I like people that like the goofy stuff.
We can't just call and scream at phone whores every day.
I know, that's true.
Tell them Don and Mike Show.
We'd like to.
We could.
Don and Mike, how's it going?
We could. I don't know if people would listen to it every day. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Yeah, great.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you, this has got to be the funniest bit I've ever heard you guys do. Robbie, Don, Mike, fantastic. I almost wrecked my daggone car here on 695 in Baltimore.
Good to hear.
Oh, jeez.
Who doesn't?
No other radio show can do that. I'm sorry. That's why you guys are number one.
Who doesn't like to hear three guys scream at a phone horn?
Absolutely.
It makes 20 cents a minute.
Oh, God. I didn't believe that, incidentally.
I do.
Really?
Yeah. You think that's what they make? You ever see the chick in the Aerosmith video?
Yeah. The big fat lady?
The big fat lady who's doing her ironing?
Yeah. That means that if she works a full hour, it's only
$12.
My God.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Well, you know what? $12 an hour.
$12 an hour is not that bad.
Yeah. That's more than McDonald's.
She knows she's not working a solid hour, though.
Well, you know, but I mean, if you have a free weekend.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Don?
Yeah.
Did you know that the sports guys are having your slap ball for cash from NEW?
The sports guys are doing what?
I heard last night on the radio, 1 o'clock in the morning, LintonFuzz.com raving how these sports guys had an ingenious new idea to have two women slap each other continually during their program.
Oh, really? What, you heard that on Ron and Fez?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. You know, we'll check into that. Because hey, come on, that's an original bit to have the slap off for cash.
And to steal it from your own station, even.
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
See, we're, you know, our own station. We're a team here.
One of our spies. Oh, yeah, we're a team.
Really?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. We're a team. The guy, Ron and Fez are on our team. I think Leslie Gold's on our team.
Absolutely.
Beyond that.
Who knows?
Hello.
Radio Gabagools.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, speaking of that, would someone tell Leslie that I would like to sit down with her tomorrow?
Oh. I gave Leslie a nice hug today.
Yeah, a lingering hug.
Yeah. I mean, really.
Hey, and she pulled away.
Twice.
Yes.
Were you giving me that look like I'm the someone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, please. Please.
We're eating dinner in an hour.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. What can we do for you?
I just want to tell you, Don, I'm a brother of yours now because I went through the kidney stone thing.
Oh,
awful.
I always said on it, you know, I didn't even tell you guys yesterday before the show that I went to Johns Hopkins.
Really?
The hospital. And they put the tube up my wiener.
Again?
Yeah. And they didn't have to give me an epidural. They just gave me Novocaine.
Uh-huh.
They went up there with like a little vacuum, and they sucked out three more stones.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, there's not three more coming.
No, they're not. They're gone now. So
what about me?
Are you free? That now makes the total that it passed through me of 7.
I think that's enough.
Well, the doctor told me that he's had patients who have passed up to 25.
Yeah.
Right. I'm thinking the plus side. Maybe I could use my wife like a pachinko machine.
Yeah, no, listen. Man, that was not the best oral I ever had yesterday. All right, thank you, though.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. It's time for news now with Buzz. Brought to you by Egars.com. Visit Egars.com for great deals on Cohiba 5-packs, 5 super premium cigars, plus a free cigar cutter for as little as $24.95. Order online or call 877-81-EGARS. You know, it pissed me off if those guys in the morning have ripped off one of the signature bits of our show, the slap-off.
Yeah.
We will have to examine that.
Surprised somebody heard it.
If any of us are actually up in the morning and listening to 102.7.
Right. Somebody get Matt Stout on the phone.
Just dial 1-800. He's done everything.
Right.
He's stolen from the best.
Right. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Buzz, you want to talk, well, as always, about penises.
As always. Of course, well, we talked about it on the show before, what we guess would be the average size of the average penis.
Yes.
You know, and we've gotten calls. We've come to the conclusion 6 inches, probably.
Right.
Well, the Kinsey report once said...
Is that flaccid or erect?
That would be erect. All the measurements you're about to hear...
Are erect.
Yes. Yes,
ah,
they are.
Wow. Okay.
The Kinsey report once said average was between 6.2 and 6.4 inches, but... The latest study puts it at 5.877 inches.
That's good news for all guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Fantastic.
A study for a condom company enlisted 300 college guys at spring break this year in Cancun, Mexico.
Boy, you'd get turgid there.
They were invited into a tent where nurses gave them magazines to get them ready for measurement. It may not sound scientific, but it is the most reliable research ever done.
Imagine being at spring break. That would be a break, wouldn't it?
Nurses.
But then once you're, you know, you got to finish, don't you?
Well, yeah, but, you know, you could...
You can do that later.
Sure.
No, there's been quite enough of that, Rob.
Come on, shut up, Rob.
Experts don't usually do the measuring. They did in this case, and never have so many men been measured in one study.
Now, do the girls measure with their mouths?
No, they used actual rulers.
Rulers,
yes,
right,
they did.
Were they nurses that did this?
These were professional nurses.
Nurse Betty,
hot,
really?
Professional nurses.
Male nurses?
Well, they were hot?
No, they were women. They were. I don't know if they were hot or not.
Nurse Margaret Houlihan.
Now I'm just spicing up the story.
Yeah, and I'm digging it.
Two-thirds of the guys were between 5.1, and 6.2 inches. Now, a circumference, also known as girth, averaged 4.972 inches. 75% of the guys were
what
between...
What would be 4.9 inches in girth?
Well, that would just be like 5 inches, and that's around.
I just want to say, this very much is now approaching Quibo Radio.
Yeah. Guys are... This is something guys are constantly concerned about.
I'm fascinated with this.
See? There's a guy now.
That's girth?
All right, well, look at him.
That's average girth?
He's Quibo.
No, I'm just concerned. I want to make sure I'm average.
Guys,
oh, that's
know,
me?
Guys want to know where they stand.
That's like that, I'm bigger than that.
Bigger than what? Bigger than the index card that Rob has rolled up?
Yeah, and if he's not lying to me, and you're all going to laugh inches. Later. I'll show you later.
That's 5 inches.
I'll show you after dinner.
After the main course.
See you at the test.
Absolutely. And speaking of numbers up, this is a day you'd regret getting out of the stock market.
Uh-huh. Are you ready for this, Mike?
Yeah, I heard this. I know this already. This is it. Had an incredible day today. Fine.
The Dow closed up over 400 points at 9,918.
We're so much closer to that 10,000 again.
The Nasdaq was up 146 points to 1,785. Dell and Alcoa had better than expected profit reports, and that accounts for the improvement.
Mike, you know what? The Dow Jones pitched a no-hitter today. Just like Hideo Homo did.
I'd feel good if it wasn't Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, there's always Friday.
There's always Friday.
Yeah.
Buzz, hold on, please.
All right.
Hold on. We got to do this. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you squish up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls.
Next to breast milk, the Don and Mike Show is best.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to tell you, welcome you guys to New York. I love to listen to you every night, especially like when you guys, you know, they get those rednecks from down south call up and you guys goof on them.
Beautiful. So, well, we love it, too.
I'm glad we won the war.
Oh, man. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
I'm a caller from New York. It's so great to have you guys live finally where I can talk to you. I have an hour commute drive home every day, and I listen to you guys, and you just kill me.
Well, you're wonderful. Thank you, my sweet.
Especially when Mike's been drinking the weekend before, and he tells a story about what it is that he remembers he did or he didn't do, kind of like the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Tune in tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll have one for you tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Kind of like the Super Bowl.
Are you going to explain what's going on?
No. She'll figure out.
Very good.
She'll figure out. She'll hear herself at about 11 o'clock tonight.
Excellent.
Right before we get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike.
This is Bobby Hill. I want to talk to my dad.
Well, hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What are you doing calling this radio show?
I'm masturbating ladybird.
All right.
It's fun.
All right.
Buzz.
The iridium.
The news stylings of Buzz Burbank.
Is this Buzz's new theme?
What it comes down to.
Yeah.
It's the headlines.
Very good, man.
Buzz style.
Yeah, daddy-o. U.S. officials say things are looking up in the standoff with China. They won't say specifically why. They do say they're hoping for another meeting with the 24 crew members from our spy plane.
Oh, I hope not.
You hope things are not getting better?
Well, just because I want our bit to go off tomorrow when Rob goes down to Chinatown and
I hope so.
I think they like Lucy Loveless or Lucy Liu better.
You know what would save the day for this whole thing?
What?
Spy kids! Yes.
Now, I think this will go on for a few more days at the very least.
Uh-huh.
They say they're hoping for another meeting with the crew members. China's still holding out for a formal apology. It's too bad our people aren't free to wander around the island where they're being held. It's known to some as Sin Island, where tourists go to swim, sun, and have sex with prostitutes.
Ah.
The island, featuring a beach longer than the longest beach in Hawaii, now rivals Thailand for attracting horny tourists. Sure, former FBI agent Robert Hansen gave many high-level American secrets to the Russians, but he also took a stripper to church.
Good.
The Washington Post says there's no evidence he had an affair with the woman. Hansen's described as deeply religious and was apparently trying to save the woman by taking her to his Catholic church. Hansen. The paper says Hansen also bought the woman a car, and the feds are investigating a report he bought her a plane ticket to Tokyo.
And he made her take some communion.
The feds are tracking this stuff to see
how you spell that? C-U-M-M-U-N-I-O-N.
Oh, my goodness.
Communion.
Scary. The government wants to see how Hansen spent the nearly $600,000 in cash and diamonds he supposedly got from the Russians in exchange for that top secret information.
Diamonds. You just a case full of diamonds.
Yes, I didn't finger. Washington, D.C.'s police chief says he doesn't plan to rehabilitate the officers who've sent racist emails. He says he plans to fire them. As you may have heard, officers black and white used the squad car's sophisticated communication system to send hateful emails to one another.
Rob Spiewak!
Chief. Sometimes the comments were about officers, sometimes about citizens.
Chief.
The messages included homophobic and sexist remarks as well.
Bad news.
Rob Spiewak! I hope you all go away. Hi.
The communication system, which is used primarily to check on license numbers, is a scenic share of profanity as well. The police chief says he's looking specifically, though, for civil rights violations.
Buzz, I'm sorry. You know, for some reason...
It got crazy.
The show got away from us today. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Come on over.
Let them read your lips. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Now, listen to me. If you live in New York... Listen to us on NEW. It's almost 11 o'clock. Be the 100th caller now at 877-365-3636 to win your IBF. Bernard Hopkins battling WBC champion Keith Holmes boxing ticket.
All right.
As for Madison Square Garden, if you're the 100th caller now on NEW. On the network, a prize package selected especially for you if you're the 100th caller. Same phone number.
Very good.
At 877-365-3636. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, kick ass, beware. Don and Mike, kick ass, beware.
Jesus, effing Christ. The Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to point out that our friend, don't call him Greg Brady, Barry Williams.
Barry.
In D.C. tomorrow, he'll be signing stuff from 4 till 5, Record Town at Mazza Gallery. He'll be signing his book. And there's his plug. Now, here is Buzz.
In sports, the Yankees today beat the Kansas City Royals 1-0. And in another shutout, just for fun, Toronto beat Tampa Bay 11-0.
No problem.
Finally, a former teacher in Suffolk County, New York, is in trouble for putting videos of real high school cheerleaders on his website. The videos, used without the girls' permission, included shots of their panties when they bent over or did the splits.
Really?
When it was up and running, cheervideos.com charged its customers $14 a month, but that's all over now. According to one prosecutor, the teacher turned a, quote, wholesome activity into a lurid peep show.
Oh, dear.
He sure did.
He sure did. Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
No! We do want to thank all of the great people from WNEW-FM in New York.
Everybody very nice to us up here.
Treat us real nice. We'll be back tomorrow with another all-new episode. Robbie out on the street interviewing the Chinese people in Chinatown. Also, we're going to do another instant poll to find out who knows of the show in New York.
Are they aware of us?
Tomorrow, I just came up with this one. Pete Johnson will be interviewing Pat Summerall.
Yeah.
A bolt of lightning just hit the studio. Brand new low-budget Jeopardy. All of that on tomorrow's episode. Now, a call 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller number 100.
Yeah. Right. What's your name?
Goddamn Chip,
where are you from?
Warrington, Virginia.
Chip, you won the Bruce Springsteen Prize back. Tune into HBO to see the greatest band in rock history, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band in their first ever televised concert.
Oh.
That's Saturday night at 7 at 9 p.m. only on the HBO. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. And once again, thank you to everybody here at WAW. Yeah. Make us feel so nice we come up here.
We love this city. It's great to be back in New York.
Jesus. Mike. Okay. God, I hope the Red Sox lose tonight. I hope they've lost tonight, I should say. So you'll be back to being your old self tomorrow.
Miserable?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. We got to go. Right. See you then. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And now, Robbie.
Hi, pal.
I'll get ready to throw your hat in the air. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Nicely done. And also, much love to Lisa. Did a great job back at the station today.
Yeah.
Yep. We will see you tomorrow, and bye-bye.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 1, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show.